slush. You know those intermittent winter weather conditions we have? Collisions are bound to happen. Maaco Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive has you covered. Maaco offers a low-cost alternative, about 30% less than the national average, and excellent workmanship as well. Maaco also works with most major insurance companies. Call 530-226-0992 today to make an appointment for a free estimate, or stop by 3045 Crossroads Drive today.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Wilderness.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now, you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Review Time on the radio. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into our DJV overview of the hot hits in News Talk Radio. It's compiled by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Every week at this time, we get together to put a, the spin on this would be, it's the companion piece to the official Talk Radio Countdown Show, where we have some experts in talk radio, that is people who are hosts on the DJV program with me, going through the issues. So you can hear some of the things we talked about during the week in case you don't listen to the DJV program. I can't imagine why you wouldn't. You can find it every day, all day, as a matter of fact. Goes through the day, the full show, at djvshow.com. So let's get to the people list, ladies. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is here. The people list, as I think I try to change this up every week so that we can approach the issues in a different way. So I'm just going to run through the people list. If you have some comments, make them, and then we'll go on to the story list. The lists are all published at talkers.com and also at djvshow.com every week, so you can see it's there, and we certainly go through the lists as we can through the course of these 2 hours. At number 10 on the people list, Rudy Giuliani. That's a story that deserves a little bit more time than just mentioning his name. And because it's in the list, the story list, we'll get to it in a few minutes. Joe Rogan as well. Let me just go through, because we'll get to all of these in the story list. Joe Rogan is at 9. Brian Flores is at 8. Whoopi Goldberg is at 7. Jeff Zucker at 6. Bad Vlad Pukin Putin is at 5. Mike Pence is at 4, Donald Trump is at 3, Tony Fauci is at 2, and Joe Biden is at 1. Okay, so on the story list, number 10 is a focus on the climate and the winter storms. We look around the country at the moment, and as you hear this program, there will have been a massive number of states that will have gone through in the last 3-4 days this powerful storm. The winter storm that's gone is really a sprawling storm, forcing schools to close, knocking out power, massively disrupting road and air travel. I think I saw 4,500 flights were canceled over a couple-day period, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it started down in New Mexico and has spread all the way across the middle of the country, up into Canada. And so states of emergency all over the place. It's wintertime. You know, people get themselves all worked up into a frenzy about this, the damage that happens because we have not yet learned, or we haven't decided as a population, as a civilization, to put the power lines in the ground. We put the power lines hanging on poles everywhere, and as soon as there's an ice storm or lots of wind or whatever, the power goes out. It happens all year in almost every state. Summertime, lightning hits the poles, crash, bang, boom, They have heavy thunderstorms. That knocks out. It goes on and on and on, and we don't seem to. The power companies will tell you, well, it's too expensive, and we'd have to pass the cost onto ratepayers. So would you be willing, Jennifer, to pay more money? Well, you actually in California, most of the power lines in the ground anyway, right?
No. Well, not in my neighborhood.
I thought they were.
No, depends. It depends on what my neighborhood is. Most of, believe it or not, most of Los Angeles does not have their power lines under the ground.
Well, the neighborhoods that I've been in Santa Monica, most of them are under the ground. Anyway, but it's
a lot of it just, has to do with their own city and the city regulations and stuff. And so depends on where you are. But I don't know. There's already such a huge. I mean, our power bills have gone up and up and up and up and up.
Yeah.
At some point, you want to get more service for all the
no
extra
competition.
Money.
I mean, that's what competition monopolies do.
Up and up. No, not necessarily. No.
Mm-hmm. What about in where you are? Now, you're in a sort of modern complex there. Is everything underground in New Jersey where you are, Victoria?
I don't think so, no. I mean, they're power. Because
you
we lose power.
So. Look out the window. You see
well, but yeah,
poles?
But you. Not in the actual apartment village where we are, but the surrounding city. It's all above. It's all big poles.
Uh-huh.
So, and we lose power, like, a lot. We've had so many random, when it's not even that hot or cold out, we just sort of have, like, a brownout for whatever reason. I don't know. But, yeah. But again, like, our electric bill was $250 this month, and we have a two-bedroom apartment. So, it's a
lot. How much?
$250.
For how many bedroom apartment?
Two. We have about 1,100 square feet.
I don't pay that much, and you know how big my house is.
Yeah. Either your house is really cold or we're getting really ripped off. I don't know the answer.
Yeah, I don't know if you have electric heating on. I have gas power.
We have electric. Yeah, it's all electric.
Okay, that's what it is. Yeah.
Yep.
All right. So that explains that. At any rate, this warmer weather that's coming in behind it, for those of you who are tracking the days, counting the days, as of this week, we are halfway through the winter season, the winter months. And if you've looked at any of the curves, the meteorological curves, you've seen the temperature, at least where I am in the Northeast, continue to phase up. Like as I'm doing this, it's raining and it's 44 degrees. We've had temperatures down. We had actually minus four like a week ago. So it goes up and down. People will say that's global warming, climate change. See, the thing that, and I don't want to spend a lot of time on this because we have a lot of other good things to talk about, but the climate change, global warming thing. Does climate change equal global warming, or the other way around? Does global warming equal climate change? I say maybe somewhat, but it isn't completely responsible because the Earth does what the Earth does. So you put the two of them together, the Earth and its natural progression of changing itself and its structure, plus the fact that we've thrown a lot of fossil fuel fumes into the atmosphere, I think all of those things add up. But, you know, are we going to do, we were talking on the DJV program about the Postal Service ordering 80,000 new delivery vans that were gas-powered, and the EPA sent a note over to the guy that runs the Postal Service and says, you can't do that. Because we want everything to be electric. And
I think they already have the order in, right, for all the postal trucks, for the electric ones.
Yeah, they're going to do it anyway.
No, for the electric ones, they are already on order. So
at the Postal Service?
For the Postal Service, yeah, I'm pretty sure they already ordered those electric vans. I forget who's making them. Yeah. I think Ford, maybe? I don't remember. But I think they're already on order. So, like, why would you order more gas trucks now? It's just,
well, because they can't get that Ford can't deliver on the electric ones. I think that's the, they can't deliver on electric truck. People have bought, my son bought one of those electric Ford 150, F-150s. Can't deliver them. They can't make them because there's too many chips involved. And that's one thing about the electric cars that nobody's been talking about. There are more chips to power and run those cars than in the normal car. And we all know what the nightmare situation is thanks to the Chinese and others, mostly the Chinese, on the chip scale. The Chinese have hoarded hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of chips just to keep them away from the international market to hurt the international market. And so on and on we go. Speaking of China, number nine this week is the situation with China and the Winter Olympics. which gets started officially this weekend as you listen to this program. I was talking on the DJV program about an interview that I saw with a Bloomberg reporter. It was on Bloomberg, but it was being done in Beijing with a couple of Americans. One of them was a professor of Asian studies at some Northern California university, and she spent the time that she had with this fellow extolling the value, virtue, and the wonder of China. What a great, wonderful history we have, and we're doing so much to help the world. So the interviewer said, well, what about the Uyghurs? And she said, basically, what about the Uyghurs? That was kind of the answer to her. Yeah, lovely.
What did she say about the camp?
About the camp?
Yeah.
Oh, didn't she say they were training camps or something?
Oh, yeah. Training, no, right? She said they were training. Oh, yeah, they're training camps. Yeah, of course they are.
Right.
Right on. The let me go back to Rudy Giuliani for a second, because the Masked Singer thing, we haven't really talked a whole lot about it. And I'm not sure that I was he in was Giuliani.
He's one of the contestants.
One of the contestants.
Yeah. And so when he took his mask off, I guess everyone was surprised. I haven't seen the clip. I don't think anyone's released it yet. But I guess everyone was surprised to see it. And Ken Jeong and Robin Thicke walked off the set.
Give me a break. Good
God. But yeah, that's what here's I the thing, too. Though. I'm a big but. Rudy Giuliani is, I mean, no one political belongs on that show. This is one of my favorite shows. It is a complete escape from all politics.
Okay,
and
so
I don't care about Rudy, because I don't want to see Gavin Newsom take a mask off either, or Andrew Cuomo, or anybody
Here's
political.
If he did, I wouldn't like, walk away. That's disgusting.
I mean, you know, whatever. That's their choice. It's, you know,
but
we've
it's,
got
you know what? The
of,
point
know,
is that this
happening.
Is a group of people that say that we have, that they don't like the right. They don't like Republicans because they're mean and they're nasty and all this stuff. Yet the mean and nastiest people are the ones who say that people need to be more kind to one another. I don't know. I just think it's such a hypocritical, icky look. If you can't stand and just do your job, which is what Robin Thicke and Ken Jeong are paid to do. They're paid to judge the Masked Singer. You do your job and you get on with it. I don't know. It's not like Rudy Giuliani has committed murder. He says stuff that you don't like. That's what we do in this country. There's plenty of stuff that Ken Jeong says that I don't like, but I would still stand there and
I'd walk off.
But
now, if I were
my whole thing is But I don't. And honestly, like I said, this could be any politician. What really annoyed me as a huge fan of this show is that they brought politics into it. This was a bad call by the producers.
Yeah,
this was this ruined. I mean, to me, this is a political free zone. Everybody I know from all walks of the aisles.
I'm with you.
Everybody loves the show, and this tainted it completely. The executive producer should be fired for this. They also threw their cast under the bus. They knew politically where Ken Jeong was. I don't know anything about Robin Thicke's politics.
He's not even an American. He's a Canadian.
No, he's got a kid here, so I think he's a dual citizen. Yeah. But still, it doesn't matter. They ruined it. I feel like they completely. I was so looking forward to this season, and if they show
so
all this stupid stuff,
Jenny McCarthy's.
She and Nicole Scherzinger, I guess, sat there
they stayed, and
talked
and they
to him.
Did their thing. I mean, I guess it's easy to say.
I'm
so
disappointed.
I'm the first. I'm the first one to say take politics out of Hollywood, but Hollywood is all political. They are always spewing politics, so that's how we know how Ken Jeong feels, because they make it political.
I think that Victoria is 100% right, though. Keep that stuff off of shows like that. There's no place for it. Yeah, we got enough politics in our lives.
But that's just
facing
out conservatives. That means nobody with conservative beliefs can go on.
Well, but nobody should.
I just said I don't want Cuomo. I don't want anybody else on there.
18 after the hour.
Somebody asked me the other day how he could lose his belly fat.
Calendrin targets all over body fat. You know, of course, belly fat tends to be where everybody carries it. But Calendrin just really gives your body back what it needs. So it revs up your metabolism naturally, and you burn off those fats and sugars the way that your body wants to. So you do lose the belly fat along with just all-over toning, too.
So does Calendrin work best with a diet, with an exercise program?
Well, you know, we have people that have had success with it both ways. Obviously, if you're eating better, you know, eating in moderation, staying away from the sugars and the sodas, you know, you're going to see results faster than if you're just taking it by itself. But our 90-day program, that huge 86% success rate that we have, that's just with taking Calitrin alone. So check it out on our website, toploss.com. All the information is at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com or call us 1-833-TOPLOSS.
And use the DJV code for all these specials when you check out.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I'm essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio. When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 at the hour now here on the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. And we have from our social media, Twitter, Instagram, at DJV Show, Facebook.com/DJV Show, answers to questions that relate to the charts, the subject matter that's in the charts. So we're going to get to some of your thoughts and your comments after this. Ah, okay. This we do. I forgot we don't.
So edit is there.
Here we are. And now it's time for yes. Ta-da. Right, okay. Ta-da. The Biden presidency so far. Let's get some comments. People rating it. There's Bobby. Is it Leopardi? I guess it is. L-E-O-P-A-R-D-I. Thank you, Robbie, for your comment. He's a freaking saint compared to you-know-who. I think that's funny. But I want a JFK type, a young Democrat, to win in 2024. Oh, Pete, you're a man then, I think. Bobby, that would be the way I'd look at it. Susie Ortiz, Trump, 2021. Okay. Huh?
What?
Yeah, exactly.
At least add 2024. I mean, come on.
That was last year.
Thank you.
Jeez.
Maybe that tells you something. Ryan Lundetti says he's flushing our money down the toilet, referring to Biden. That probably a reaction to the fact that this week the announcement was that we are, as a country, $30 trillion in debt. And guess how much debt there is in the Chinese government. Anybody want to guess?
I'm guessing zero.
Zero.
Yeah. Okay. I guess who holds all of our debt? Oh, China.
Ah, there it is. Okay, next question for our listeners on social media referred to Whoopi Goldberg's suspension from The View. Here's somebody identifying himself as a listener named Oddball, as opposed to Odd Job. Remember him from the Goldfinger movies? The race of the people or person you said things about shouldn't dictate the punishment. Imus and Dean lost their shows. Equal treatment for everyone.
Mm. But see, Imus said something racist, like blatantly racist.
Well, so did... So
but that's not
Goldberg.
What she said. I'll
give you this, Victoria.
She did not make, and certainly did not intend to make a racist comment against Jews. I mean, come on.
But here's the thing, and this is less about what Whoopi has said and more about what ABC and Disney have done. ABC and Disney painted themselves into a corner with how they have handled things in the past. Gina Carano said something about the pandemic and lost her entire career. Roseanne made a comment about Susan Rice when she was drunk and apologized.
Well, that was a racist comment, yeah,
and said she said she didn't know it was racist.
Oh, please.
And that's the same thing.
Okay.
But that's exactly. See, this is the thing, though, Victoria. Is that Whoopi said the same thing?
Does anyone really believe that Roseanne didn't think making a comment about a black woman and a gorilla?
It's a really dangerous place to be because Whoopi Goldberg said something that I believe she was just stupid. I think Whoopi Goldberg is stupid when it comes to race. She thinks it always has to be about skin color. She didn't know Jews were considered to be a race, and she said something stupid. I don't think she's an anti-Semite, but I don't know. Yeah. That's just my opinion, and she said something anti-Semitic. And so now what? Disney fires two people and is now forced to suspend another. Like, it's a bad look because you have to be consistent, and that's the danger of cancel culture and getting rid of these people.
All right,
that
next
you then
listener's
have to have the
comment.
Same standard.
Robin Frost says, if I did that on Facebook, there would be a backlash. 99% of any businesses I could work for would fire me, so why is this different? Listener named P. Duster 65. That means others on the show were fired for less. Were they?
No.
I don't remember that.
On The View?
No.
Yeah, I think so. All right, question, should the Olympics have been moved out of China? Let's see here. Everybody basically said they should have been moved. Carol Appel, Dan Myers as examples, Randy Ladd. There's a question about Neil Young and Spotify. Len says it's ironic that these hippies who made their careers from expressing their opinions and campaigning against the establishment are now in lockstep with the establishment. I thought that was an interesting comment. Mm-hmm. Thank you. And continue your comments on our social media. It's 28 after the hour.
You've already been lied to. You've already paid a ton of money to someone who did lie to you. And it's hard to come to someone like me and say, Ariel, I trust that you're going to do what's right for me.
This is Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group, the timeshare cancellation expert. We're not just here to cancel your timeshare completely. We're here to provide you with the best customer service of your life.
I deal with clients from all walks of life. I actually have a client right now who is an attorney. I have doctors. They were still taken advantage of. And it's not just the mom and pop. It's everybody faces this. They've been lied to. They are nervous. They're scared. But we're going to get you out of this.
I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare contract or you'll pay nothing.
My name is Ariel. I'm a resolution specialist at Wesley Financial Group.
Call now for your free timeshare cancellation kit. 800-729-4040. 800-729-4040. 800-729-4040.
Somebody asked me the other day how he could lose his belly fat.
Calitran targets all over body fat. You know, of course, belly fat tends to be where everybody carries it. But Calitran just really gives your body back what it needs. So it revs up your metabolism naturally, mm-hmm. and you burn off those fats and sugars the way that your body wants to. So you do lose the belly fat along with just all over toning, too.
So does Calitran work best with a diet, with an exercise program?
Well, you know, we have people that have had success with it both ways. Obviously, if you're eating better, you know, eating in moderation, staying away from the sugars and the sodas, you know, you're going to see results faster than if you're just taking it by itself. But our 90-day program, that huge 86% success rate that we have, that's just with taking Calitran alone. So check it out on our website, toploss.com. All the information is at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com or call us 1-833-TOPLOSS.
And use the DJV code for all these specials when you check out.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Berks Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Berks Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Berks Construction Management.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 at 1460 AM.
The State Cultural Education Center and SCAR, in partnership with the Cottonwood Community Center, are having a free COVID-19 vaccination clinic Tuesday, February 8th, from noon until 6 p.m. All COVID-19 vaccines will be available, including boosters, at the Cottonwood Community Center at 20595 Gas Point Road. Kids 5 to 11 and youths 12 to 17 must be accompanied by parents or guardians for consent. Come in and get vaccinated and enjoy free food while organizers hand out gift cards to vaccine recipients. No appointment needed. Free COVID-19 testing kits will also be available at the Cottonwood Community Center at 20595 Gas Point Road, Tuesday, February 8th, during the free COVID-19 vaccination clinic from noon until 6 p.m. Multilingual translators will also be available at this free clinic that is dedicated to the Cottonwood neighbors.
Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here we are at 34 after the hour, our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. The Talk Radio Roundup, if you will, a review of the top 10 stories, the charts for the week of January 31st to February the 4th. Here on the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen. We're sort of still, I want to lurk around number 7 in a manner of speaking because I think it's interesting. The football game, that's what they call it, the game of the year, the game of the century, whatever the nonsense.
The big game.
The big game, yes. Yeah. Well, we're not supposed to, because we're not licensed to talk about the Super Bowl. We're not supposed to say Super Bowl on the air. Because we could
so
be
we
sued.
So we could say it's a bowl and it's super.
Yes, it is.
No, I think
they want everybody, right? They
as
want
long
you to say the big game.
Money.
The big
right.
game, yes.
But it's only if you're making money from it. Like, a lot of people, like, advertise Super Bowl parties or something like that, and then they use the name to enrich themselves. And so,
right.
I mean, how can you avoid it and, like, use a code word when you're on the radio?
So let me ask you about this, these questions that are coming up about why folks weren't informed about the apparent beating of that San Francisco 49ers fan.
Gosh, I would love to know. I have
what,
no
wait,
idea.
What's the story? I didn't hear this.
Yeah, this story
this has been
is
very
so buried.
Quiet until, yeah.
And what really is annoying, and it's embarrassing. I live in Los Angeles. It is embarrassing because years ago, just to for some context, years ago outside of a Dodger game, there was a huge back and forth between, I guess, a Dodger and a Giant fan, and it was started in the stadium, carried out into the parking lot. The people, I think the Dodger fan was part of a gang or something. He had like three other people that came and beat the living crud out of Brian Stowe was his name. I think he ended up dying. He was on life support for a long time. All over a stupid thing. Look, I don't like the Giants either. That doesn't mean you bash their heads in the parking lot. And it was a terrible look for Los Angeles. And the Dodgers had to pay and these fans had to pay. That was a few years ago. Now, apparently, a guy who's supposed to be a 49ers fan who was in the crowd at SoFi Stadium is in a coma after he was attacked at the stadium on Sunday after the game. The Inglewood Police Department found him in the parking lot L around the stadium, about half an hour after, I guess, the game had started, which is kind of bizarre. They found him at 4 o'clock in the afternoon local time. Firefighters were called in. They identified the guy as Daniel Luna, who's a restaurant owner from Oakland, 40 years old. They moved him. He's wearing a 49ers jersey when they found him, which is why they think that could be a reason for the attack, a dispute or something like that, and not a robbery. The ER staff put him into a coma. He's still there. He's in he's been induced into a coma. They're trying to figure out what happened, whether or not this was
an advanced civilization or not. Are we?
I don't know.
Cro-Magnons here with these.
What I think is so weird to your point about this, Doug, is I live here. I watch the local news every single day. It didn't pop up until the end of the week.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Speaking of the football season. The mask wearing for fans, apparently this came about as the result of your hero and mine, Mayor Eric Garcetti, urging fans to keep their masks on when he takes his off.
So irritating.
these guys.
These people need like a course in leadership before they take office, right? God. If you're going to make these crazy rules for other people, then you got to follow them too.
All right, number six on the story list is the exiting stage left of Jeff Zucker from CNN. I don't know if he's a household name or not, but it's becoming a household name if people don't know. He used to produce the Today Show, and then he went to CNN to run run their network, and he's gone because he's having an affair with a worker, and that didn't set well. I guess it all started with Cuomo. Right? Isn't that where this all started? Cuomo
getting
fired?
During the investigation about Chris Cuomo, I guess Jeff Zucker admitted that he had not disclosed his relationship with this woman. And so that's how it really, the Chris Cuomo stuff, like a lot of people are like, oh, Chris Cuomo, you know, he had so much power or whatever. I don't really think so. I mean, I think this just came out during that investigation. So yes, it's tied to Chris Cuomo. Chris Cuomo certainly has an axe to grind, but I think that this was the worst kept secret ever. And Jeff Zucker wanted to leave a year ago. His resignation was almost like cheerful. He was like, well, okay, bye.
Right,
but he was so happy.
Subsequent, the stuff that's come out, and there have been pieces in the Wall Street Journal and some of the anchors themselves over at CNN, like, I don't know, maybe Jeff Zucker wasn't sad about leaving, but this was definitely not something that he wanted to do. He was asked to leave by the CEO at Warner Media, and part of what happened is when they were investigating Chris Cuomo said he wanted to be paid out for the rest of his contract. Zucker said, no, we're not paying you out for the rest of your contract. You're gone. And Chris Cuomo's lawyer said, well, we know that you've been in this relationship with Allison Gullis, who's like the head of marketing over at CNN. You haven't disclosed it. That's an underling, and you're breaking our corporate policy. And they blackmailed Jeff Zucker, allegedly. And so Zucker's like, I'm not going to pay you out. They went to Warner Media. Warner Media then pushed Zucker out. And the people at CNN they're not making this a secret. Jake Tapper went on and said that the bad guy has won in all of this, meaning Chris Cuomo, for his role in taking down Jeff Zucker. Allison Camerota was crying her eyes out on television about it. Brian Stelter was upset about it. I mean, it's really interesting how this came to be, especially because no one seemed to be surprised. They all knew he was dating her. It just hadn't been officially disclosed. But that was enough.
Okay. Speaking of the Cuomos, there's a big to-do about the new mayor of New York, Eric Adams, having Governor Cuomo to dinner. Guess who's coming to dinner? And so what's the big deal? Does that mean Eric Adams is complicit with Cuomo because he was accused of sexual harassment? I love the way the dots are connected here, kind of sideways and circular. So he wants to have dinner with Cuomo. What's the big deal?
Well, I mean, they knew each other because Cuomo was the governor and, you know, Eric Adams was the president of the borough of Brooklyn. But, I mean, it's I think this says a lot more about Cuomo than it does about Eric Adams. Cuomo is everywhere now. He is all over the city. He is staging something. He's met with union leaders in very public restaurants. Now he meets with the brand new mayor of New York.
President Cuomo,
he's
greeting,
I don't know. I don't know if he's going to run for governor again in New York. I don't know, but he is definitely gearing up for something. So
Adams had dinner with Bloomberg and Bill Blasio. He's looking for advice on governing. I don't know why he'd go to Blasio. I wouldn't want to get any advice from him.
Well, I think transitionally you probably do want to meet with your predecessor to go over some things, especially in a pandemic. But, I don't think this looks bad for Adams. I think this just looks for me personally, I'm very more interested in what Cuomo's up to.
All right, number five. Situation with Russia. Ladies, the U.S. has accused Russia of planning a, quote, staged video as a pretext for Ukraine, the attack on them. So
not
has anybody seen
Not a stretch,
this?
Right? Yeah, I don't know why people are fighting back on this. The British, intel says the same thing. You know that they're gonna show this like fake video. What was the movie where there was like a whole war launched and it was over a fake video? Wasn't that Dustin Hoffman in it? There was a movie. Was it Wag the Dog or something like that? It was something.
That's it. Yes.
Yeah.
Very good.
It's basically like that's what Russia's going to do. I mean, that's how far behind they are on movies, but that's like what they're going to do.
But this is not the first time they've done something like that, right? Because they always have to have an excuse for making a more aggressive move, and so.
Yeah.
It's definitely not out of the realm of possibility, and it's an interesting tactic. Maybe by bringing it up and making it global news, maybe that stops them from being
able
to do it.
What do they do in Ukraine other than stay cold? Do they have an industry there? They do farming, I know that, but what else goes on in Ukraine? They have what'd you say, baking?
Banking.
Oh, banking.
There was
I don't know. Really? Oh. Well, I know that the reason that Putin wants it is because he likes that resort he has in the Crimean Sea, so he wants to control the country to do that.
So he can be shirtless more often.
Right, yes. Yeah, that'd be cool.
On a horse.
Imagine you're a Russian soldier and you're working that side of the street. Okay, so let's see. Number four, I really don't want to talk about this. You're welcome to take a shot. January 6th investigation, I'm sick of it. What's new?
What's new is that Trump has said that he would pardon the people who've been sentenced.
Yeah, it is.
And that's caused a lot of flack from the left and from the right.
Wait a minute.
Well, if he wins, then that's what his plan was. A lot of Republicans are not okay with that. So he's gotten, it's pretty divisive.
I think that a lot of Republicans are wearing out on Trump. I'm not sure Jennifer is.
I don't know about that. No, I don't know about that.
Okay.
And believe me, I look at stuff. It's not just about my own personal feelings. I look at stuff from other perspectives. And he's winning in like every poll when asked about candidates that people would like.
Really? They didn't ask me.
What I do think is interesting, though, is that Liz Cheney, your girlfriend, Doug, she has been raising money in like record numbers. So obviously there are a lot of people. Yeah, but still, it's. I mean, I think there are. I know
people
plenty of Republicans who think that she makes sense.
It's like Kristen Sinema. Kristen Sinema, there's a big story about how she's raised like $1 million in the last month or something like that, and it's all from Republicans. So it's it's funny how alternate parties get involved.
Ain't it
because
funny
they want to support.
How time slips away. Okay, so here's something that maybe I'm just looking this over right now. Politics. Of COVID, politics of the Olympics. Nancy Pelosi has told the Olympic athletes. Is Pelosi over there? I would think they.
No, she's not over there. No one went over there. It's a diplomatic boycott.
She said, "Don't use the games as a venue for protesting. Basically, if you want to stay." If you don't want to end up spending a couple of years in China.
Well, she's right, because they can get stuck there. And they're filing lawsuits already against journalists who have dared to say anything about the Uyghurs. So, and once they file a lawsuit, you're stuck in China. You can't leave the country and wait for it to go through the courts. It's not like over here. I mean, it's you're stuck there, and you're arrested, and you're in jail. It's she's right to say that. This is not the time. If you want to be an athlete and you want to go and compete in the games, this is not the time to let your politics fly. This is just not safe.
Number two on our list has to do with the economy. I noticed the number of permanent store closures in the aftermath of this past holiday shopping season has gone down, comparing it to the same time last year. So if you look back last year, 742 store closures down. No, that's this year, down 65% from what it was in the same period. So that's a good sign in the economy, right?
And it's a sign that I think people have been really pent up indoors, and they want to go out to a mall or go shopping in a store.
And forget Amazon. Yes.
Yeah.
Please.
I think that's a big sign.
Or go shopping at the new Amazon store in the mall.
Yeah, in the mall. Right. Exactly. They're everywhere. Ah, man. And every time I think about Amazon, I can think of there isn't a day that goes by that I don't see some truck parked in the middle of the road delivering this stuff. But yet Amazon beat earnings expectations. The profits doubled for Amazon last quarter. The price of a Prime membership is $139 now. Would you pay $139 for Prime membership in Amazon?
I do, I guess.
To say I do.
15%?
Yeah.
There you go. Talk Radio Countdown Show, the charts for the week of January 31st to February 4th. Doug Steffen here, bringing it home from number 10 to number 1. At number 10, the focus on winter storms and our climate in general. At number 9, the Olympics and what's going on with China. Number 8, Joe Rogan and what's going on with Spotify. Number 7, Whoopi Goldberg gets suspended and Brian Flores files a lawsuit against the NFL. Number 6, the former leader of CNN, the cable news network, Jeff Zucker, been around television for a long time. He got fired. Number 5, situation, the tension, if you will, between us and Russia and the Ukrainians, and Russia and the Europeans. At number 4, that continuing overview of what happened January 6th last year. Crime and violence in general. Number 3, the economy and its situation in our lives, the role it plays, number 2, and COVID, number 1. Those are the stories this week from the Talk Radio Countdown Show and Talkers Magazine. Okay, so there it is, our overview of the charts with our thoughts. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Doug Steffen at your service at 48 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found out that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Next up here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show is an overview of the official list of people. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to be among the names here, I guess, as we go through from 10 to number 1. At 10, Rudy Giuliani and his Masked Singer appearance. Joe Rogan is at number 9. He can't catch a break, and maybe he doesn't. I don't know whether he deserves one or he doesn't, but he's not getting one. Brian Flores, number 8, very interesting story there. Whoopi Goldberg kind of takes it on the chin at number 7. Jeff Zucker takes a walk. He's 6. Bad Vlad, Pukin Putin is number 5 on the list. Mike Pence is number 4, interestingly enough. Donald Trump is 3. Dr. Fauci is 2. And Joe Biden is number 1 on the list of people, personalities, the folks that we cover and talk about. This list available every week at talkers.com and also djvshow.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There is no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
Shasta County, are you ready for something real special? Mary's Pizza Shack has some changes. We're now Charlie's Tap House, and a tap house rule number one is come in for the homemade pizzas, pastas, and other house-made specialties, and stay for the beer wall.
Mary's Pizza Shack is now Charlie's Tap House Pizza, Pasta, Grill. Same family owners and same homemade recipes. Plus, a few more you'll want to try for yourself. Friday nights, try our special hand-cut prime rib for just $28 with all the fixings. And all week, you can enjoy surf and turf or salmon and polenta.
Don't miss Shasta County's premier tap beer wall with your favorite beers on demand that you can order by the ounce. Try our new house beer collaboration with Woody's Brewing, Flippin' Hazy. Your taste buds will thank you. And when you sign up for our Tap House Rewards program, you'll automatically get $5 off towards your next order. Remember, our vibe is casual. The atmosphere is social.
Order online at charlews.com. That's charlews.com.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now. Let's add to your listening and dancing pleasure here with the countdown from number 5 to number 1 of the top technology stories this week. Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen to do the honors at number 5. The FCC is shining, would you say? Yes or no? I think you like Jessica Rosenworkel. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's the few things that this new FCC has done I am not unhappy with. I think this is, I feel like when it comes to robocalls and solicitations and things like that, feel like everybody can agree on this, right? That we get way too many. And so the newest proposal is to stop the robocallers from leaving you ringless voicemails. And that happens, like, I know this happens to me and I still have to remind myself, oh no, it's a ringless one. Because I look down at my phone and all of a sudden I have a new text message or I have a new voicemail. And it's and the phone never rang. And so this is a new way that they're getting into people's phones without your permission. And so this new proposal is aiming to crack down on those. And this actually started in 2017. I was not a fan of the former chairman of the FCC, Ajit Pai. He just didn't seem to do anything, and robocalls during the pandemic were off the charts. I mean, set records in the billions every quarter. So I don't understand why this is not. I mean, this should be a bipartisan effort that everyone agrees we all hate robocalls. So hopefully this new plan will work.
Yeah. All right. Number four, Google adding something that amounts to a hotline, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. So Google they've added to their search results for domestic violence related topics. They now have information on how to contact the National Domestic Violence Hotline. And so the hotline is supported 24 hours a day. They have phone and chat services available in English and Spanish and in 200 other languages through interpreters. Intimate partner violence affects 1 in 4 women and 1 in 7 men over the course of their lives. And the pandemic has exacerbated all of these risk factors for domestic violence. Economic stress, depression, alcohol use, drug use has led to a huge spike in domestic violence cases.
Number three is a crypto focus.
So bogus crypto investments have led to unprecedented increases in online scams last year. This is according to new data from the Federal Trade Commission. Cryptocurrency is an easy target because it's surging in popularity, but not a lot of people really understand it, and that's kind of the problem. This FTC report says that this is especially true for younger people ages 18 to 39. They were twice as likely to report losing money to a social media scam as older adults were last year. And so these things aren't carried out on social media, but a lot of them are, a lot of people are exposed to these scams on social media. Then they get to another site, and then that's where they end up giving up money, thinking they're buying Bitcoin or whatever, and they're not. And it's just a huge scam. 95,000 people last year alone reported losing $770 million in fraud schemes on social media. So everyone, please be really careful when you're dealing with crypto.
At number two, Facebook. Boo.
Yeah, Facebook had a bad week. So Facebook on Wednesday reported their first ever quarterly decline of daily users. And this was across the globe. It actually sent their stock plunging 20%. It was a massive stock drop. It wiped out $200 billion of their market value. And this is the first time that Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp, essentially they were all flat. But Facebook lost 1 million daily users in North America. And that's where they make the most of their money. So bad week for Facebook.
Yep. All right. Not a good week for Spotify either, given the Joe Rogan, Neil Young, and all the rest of the musicians piling onto the Neil Young side of the issue here, right?
Yeah. So Peloton's favorite news story in a while is about Spotify because it's taken all of the heat off of them. Spotify, of course, it started with Neil Young versus Joe Rogan. It's become so much more than that. This all started with a letter, actually, last December from a group of 270 doctors and scientists. They issued an open letter to Spotify asking them to better manage the misinformation about COVID on the platform. Nothing happened. And a month or two later, Neil Young comes along, pulls his music, and then the floodgates open. Paul McCartney, Willie Nelson, the Rolling Stones, Queen, Bruce Springsteen, Dave Grohl, Joni Mitchell, the rest of Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, everybody has joined onto this now. And this has caused Spotify to lose about $4 billion in just 1 week. They're standing by Joe Rogan. He has a $100 million deal with them. But they say they're going to change up their practices and try to present more balance.
Right.
So we'll see.
Yeah, it's called face saving, I believe, or listener saving. Maybe that's a better, more appropriate term. There they are, the top five items from the world of technology this week. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Russia appears to be on the cusp of invading Ukraine.
We are in the window. Any day now, Russia could take military action against Ukraine, or it could be a couple of weeks from now, or Russia could choose to take the diplomatic path instead. The key thing is that the United States needs to be and is prepared for any of those contingencies in lockstep with our allies and partners.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on Fox News Sunday. Meanwhile, some 1,700 elite infantry troops from the 82nd Airborne Division landed in southeastern Poland Sunday, about 60 miles from the border with Ukraine. They'll be under the command of Major General Christopher Donahue, who was the last American soldier to leave Afghanistan last August. President Biden says the deployment is meant to demonstrate America's commitment to NATO's eastern flank, and there is no plan to cross the border into Ukraine. Some 4,000 troops have been stationed in Poland since 2017. An aide to former Vice President Pence says former President Trump was ill-advised about the 2020 election.
Former Pence Chief of Staff Mark Short blamed bad advisors who falsely told then-President Trump that the vice president had the authority to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election. Appearing on NBC's Meet the Press, Short likened those advisors to snake oil salesmen. On Friday, Pence told the conservative Federalist Society that Trump was wrong to suggest that the vice president could change the outcome of the election. Greg Clagston, The White House.
Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett congratulating President Biden for last week's deadly raid in Syria that killed the leader of the Islamic State group. Bennett told the president during a phone call that, quote, "The world is now a safer place thanks to the courageous operation of the U.S. forces." News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
The UN Staff Union reports 24 peacekeepers and one civilian were killed in 2021.
The Union Security Committee said two of the peacekeepers killed were women. And for the eighth year in a row, Mali was the world's most dangerous place with 19 peacekeepers killed. Central African Republic was second on the list with 4 peacekeeper deaths. UN Staff Union President Aitor Ruse said in a statement Friday, quote, "Once again, United Nations staff members, especially blue helmets, serving in the world's most dangerous places, pay the highest price."
Bernie Bennett reporting. Rescue teams in Iceland located the bodies of all 4 occupants of a small plane that crashed into a lake while carrying tourists from the United States, the Netherlands, and Belgium on a sightseeing trip. A Cessna 172 was discovered in Iceland's second largest lake late Friday night, about 30 miles east of Reykjavik. More than 1,000 members of Iceland's search and rescue organization took part in the search. Breaking news at townhall.com. A former law clerk for a potential nominee to the Supreme Court is stirring up controversy.
Matteo Goti took to Wikipedia over the last week to edit his ex-boss's biography as well as those of her competitors. A Politico investigation into the alterations for Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson showed this to be a pattern, noting that Jackson's page was edited to paint her in a more favorable light for a liberal audience, while the pages for other potential nominees, South Carolina Federal District Judge J. Michelle Childs and California Supreme Court Justice Leandra Kruger, were altered to make them potentially less appealing to a left-leaning audience. Jackson appears to be on the top of the list for President Biden. Patrick Frost reporting.
Races for state attorneys general are emerging as important battlegrounds this year as Republicans seek to expand their reach in the office that's sometimes referred to as the people's lawyer. Tight races are expected in Michigan, Nevada, and Wisconsin. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Have you or someone you know gotten into a fender bender lately? Looking for an easy, affordable, and reliable collision repair center? Look no further than Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Mako has you covered. Mako works with most major insurance companies, and pricing is about 30% less than the national average. Call 530-226-0992 today to make an appointment for a free estimate. That's 530-226-0992 or stop by 3045 Crossroads Drive today.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
To get started.
Discover the all-new 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability, plus a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here we are to begin another hour of conversation about what's going on in the world of conversation. How about that? The news is the focus. This is the News Talk Radio Review called the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to introduce my friend Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. You can find the charts every week on their website, talkers.com. Also, you can find it at djvshow.com. The 10 top stories, 10 people being discussed, the 10 most disgusting people.
Isn't it funny how disgust and disgust sound alike?
Yes, right. There's two peas in a pod, as they were. And I'm looking at the list, and there are some pretty disgusting people on this list, Michael.
Oh, this thing is just full of disgusting people.
It is. They're disgusting.
Of course, not all
topics.
Of them are disgusting, and therefore people don't know which ones we think are disgusting.
All right. Well, we're not going to tell them because I don't want to let the cat out of the bag. So shall we, without further ado, go through the stories, or I'll be listening intently as you go through the list of stories and people. So will the listeners be doing
the same
thing.
Here we go. At number 10, we have winter storms, climate change, and Rudy Giuliani popping out of a mask and causing a flap on the Masked Singer. Wow. They think they recognized him by the hair coloring dripping.
But there's no safe zone anymore. You'd have thought that a TV show like that would want not to have anything to do with politics, because that's not what people are watching that show for.
Oh, are you kidding me? They love the controversy.
Oh, okay.
When the Rudy Giuliani episode finally airs, you know, this is all like, you know, you find out about it before it airs.
Yeah.
Sort of like the end of a championship on Jeopardy.
So everybody be watching.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Oh, this is calculated. I wouldn't even be surprised, and I'm not accusing anybody of anything, but I wouldn't be surprised if the whole flap about the judges that walked out, that was
all choreographed as well. Really?
Yeah. Well, they came back. If they had quit, then they walked off and came back on. Mm-hmm. Give me a break.
It's like an encore from the two judges.
Okay, we forgive them, but we made our point.
Yeah.
At number nine, we have U.S.-China relations and the opening of the Winter Olympics. That's going to be a spectacle, to say the least. At number eight, Joe Rogan's Spotify controversy, and that's tied with the broader topic of big tech and censorship. At number seven, race relations and Whoopi Goldberg suspension and Brian Flores NFL lawsuit and Biden Supreme Court speculation about a black woman. All race-related topics tied at number seven. Number six, a juicy little tidbit of gossip that has political and media connotations.
Thanks Jeff for firing Zucker. Me. Yeah.
Right. Jeff Zucker exits CNN. At number five, we have the Russia-Ukraine tensions, the U.S. raid in Syria, and Middle East tensions in general. At number four, the January 6th investigation tied with 2022 and 2024 elections. We're talking about two elections ahead of it. Not only do we go to the next election, we go to the next two elections now. In terms of the national conversation.
Bunga bunga.
At number three, crime and violence tied with police murders. At number two, the economy. And number one, COVID-19 mandates, masks, vaccines, and politics. The people on the disgusting people survey.
Disgusting people. Disgusting.
And we're only kidding, folks. We love these people. They're good public servants. Number 10, that great singer. That great dancer, Rudy Giuliani. At number nine, Joe Rogan. At number eight, Brian Flores. At number seven, Whoopi Goldberg. Listen to this list. At number six, Jeff Zucker. At number five, Vladimir Putin. Imagine if Vladimir Putin popped up out. They took off an animal head. And the singer.
Yeah.
And sing the Volga boat song. At number four, Mike. I don't know how that goes.
That's pretty funny.
At number four, Mike Pence. Remember him? He's a talk show host. And Mark Short, his assistant. Donald Trump is at three. Dr. Tony Fauci is at number two. And Joe Biden is, believe it or not, he's still president and he's number one.
Fauci should quit, get fired, retire or something, and do a talk show. He'd be perfect as a talk show host. What do you think? Yes or no?
There's no question he'd be a good talk show host. But you know something? Donald Trump is a talk show host.
Well, you just gave me an idea. What you said, this Mike Pence is a talk show host. I'm looking at this list and trying to figure out who either is doing a talk show. Listen, Giuliani has a show on WABC.
Correct.
Every Friday. Joe Rogan has a podcast. Whoopi Goldberg has a talk show. Zucker leads people who have talk shows. Pence used to be a talk show host. Trump used to be a talk show host. Fauci could be. And Biden, not so much.
No. But Biden would not be a good...
No, I mean, look at that list. That's pretty interesting when you get down to brass tacks.
I've tried to figure out my mind.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding. We will resume normal programming shortly.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind.
The person I find offensive, Frank. I find it unnecessary. Like Giuliani. Okay, did he belong on that show? No. But because he's associated with Trump, maybe you're right. They choreographed the whole thing. But the people who are foolish enough are suckered in to actually go, wow, look at that. I'm going to not watch that show anymore because...
Nobody doesn't do anything anymore for more than a week. Come on, look at all the people that weren't going to watch National Football League action anymore because of the kneeling, and their ratings are higher now than
ever. Higher than ever, right. Look at Joe Rogan. The Rogan thing, at the beginning, this looked like almost suicidal for Neil Young. You're going to put yourself up there against him, and now... He's the hero instead of the goat. And I don't mean goat like Brady. I mean just goat.
They ruined the word goat.
Yeah, they really did. Yeah. Speaking of Tom Brady, I would. That's probably pretty close. Is that an 11 on the people?
Oh yeah, yeah. It's just enough about Tom Brady. It's he's. It's, no. I'm not saying for you. I'm just saying Tom. I mean, Tom Brady. I mean, we talk more about Tom Brady in America than we do about. You know, like Bob Dole, one of the great senators and a guy that ran for president, died. Yeah, 15 minutes people talked about it.
Yeah.
They've been talking about Tom Brady's retirement now for over a week.
Yes, you're right about that. Yeah. And the thing that amazes me...
Still out there.
...is, and you're a football expert, so maybe you can spend a few seconds on this. I'm told by some of my colleagues on the DJV program that he had a clause in his contract... He signed and got a bonus of, what, $30 million when he went to Tampa? And he had to take the first 15, well, he took it at the beginning, and then there was another 15 left over that he would get to keep if he stayed for two seasons or didn't retire or something. Yeah, do you know anything about that?
That's why he retired too soon.
they don't have to pay
you're
him
touching
now.
On you're touching on what may be the real reason there was a leak, and he said, no, I'm not retired yet.
Yeah.
And then he retired, because he would have lost a ton of money for retiring like a week too early.
Yeah. Well, listen. That is all's fair in love, war, and sports.
Hey, look, I have the highest regard for Tom Brady. I don't know him personally, but I love what he represents. One of the great... figures of entertainment in America.
You know what I like? You know how I am about relationships and stuff, and I don't mean this. This is not this is not me being a wise guy. It's me, when I look at him as he looks at his wife, and he gets the reflective view back from his wife, there's something extraordinarily wonderful about seeing the two of them, and you don't fake those looks. They obviously really love each other, care for each other, and the wise guys say, "Well, who wouldn't love Bunchkin or whatever her name is?" That's not the point. The point is the two of them look at each other very lovingly, and I think that's cool. Just an aside comment, but I think that stuff is cool.
Who do you think is bigger?
She makes more money than he does.
Giselle, rather Michelle. She's quite a big star, you know.
Oh yeah. Right. Yeah. Makes a lot of money. That's how you gauge.
I have a number of connections in Brazil, and boy, do they love Tom Brady and Giselle. I mean, the Patriots have the entire nation of Brazil until, of course, they went to the Bucs, and now the Bucs did. Fans of Tom Brady because of his wife.
Yeah, there you go. How about that? 16 past the hour, the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen with a word to the wise. Basically, I start this overview of Calitrin with a question about the problems that you may have. If you have a problem keeping weight off, a lot of people really are successful this time of year losing weight. But there's a big but there, and I don't mean the big but that you have because, yes, I know. This is about keeping the weight off, and that's the secret to success with Calitrin. It'll help you in so many different ways. Losing weight is good for your joints because they don't have to carry all that extra weight around. You know, if you lose weight, your joint pain goes away, and you want to keep it that way. You like feeling that way. So how about you help yourself to the info and to the product at toploss.com. That's where you go for Calitrin, toploss.com. If you've lost the weight and you're wondering, what am I going to do because I know I'm going to go back and eat the stuff that I ate before, check it out. Toploss.com, the place that you find out about Calitrin and you order it. Use the DJV code for the best buy.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Somebody asked me the other day how he could lose his belly fat.
Calitrin targets all over body fat. You know, of course, belly fat tends to be where everybody carries it. But Calitrin just really gives your body back what it needs. So it revs up your metabolism naturally, and you burn off those fats and sugars the way that your body wants to. So you do lose the belly fat along with just all-over toning, too.
So does Calitrin work best with a diet, with an exercise program?
Well, you know, we have people that have had success with it both ways. Obviously, if you're eating better, you know, eating in moderation, staying away from the sugars and the sodas, you know, you're going to see results faster than if you're just taking it by itself. But our 90-day program, that huge 86% success rate that we have, that's just with taking Calitrin alone. So check it out on our website, toploss.com. All the information is at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or call us 1-833-TOPLOSS.
And use the DJV code for all these specials when you check out.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com, all the cars, one search.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. A great start to 2022 is within reach with an Amazon Prime membership. With shopping, entertainment, and even savings benefits, Prime helps members save time and money and stay entertained in the new year. Prime members get exclusive savings and deals, plus fast, free delivery on millions of everyday items. Not to mention free 2-hour grocery delivery from Amazon Fresh and exclusive discounts and free pickup from Whole Foods Market in select areas. And one of Prime's newest benefits gives members savings on prescriptions at more than 60,000 local pharmacies nationwide, plus Amazon Pharmacy, where Prime members get free 2-day shipping. That's not all. Prime is bringing the fun to the new year with access to movies, shows, music, and more on Prime Video and Amazon Music, all included with Prime membership. To learn more or sign up for a 30-day free trial, visit Amazon.com/Prime.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
At the 23 past the hour, Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen continue with the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The charts for the week of January 31st to February 4th. Thanks to Phil McGeehan, who's at the controls in our main studio in Washington, for putting all the pieces, the audio pieces together. It's you and I put our thoughts together, and we put our mind in motion before we put our mouth in gear. Or is it the other way around? Put your brain in gear before you put your mouth in motion, at any rate.
Right.
So we move along here to something that I saw, I think, in Talkers, as a matter of fact, about the success of the news talk format. Now, I know sometimes when we bring this sort of thing up, it sounds like we're engaged in self-aggrandizement. But it is, you know, you look at all of the various formats, AC music and classic hits and country music and, you know, all the music formats, and yet still, year after year, maybe it's because of the politics, maybe it's the election, what is all of the... Why do you think? I'd like to have you give us a little, because you're the expert when it comes to talk is the Bible of the talk radio industry, so why is it that talk radio still keeps a command of much of the audience?
Because it's entertaining, it's informative, it's engaging, and it deals with important issues. What more can anybody want from the radio? It covers all the bases. Whereas music radio, in most cases, is subject to the trials and tribulations of the music industry, and the possibility.
Joe Rogan and Neil Young. Spotify had its worst day since going public about 4 years ago. The share price fell because more people jumped onto the Neil Young, the bandwagon, and I scoffed even at this. I said, when Neil Young said, you got to have one of us, but you can't have both of us. Choose. So Spotify, okay, we just invested $100 million in Joe Rogan. See you later, Neil.
So really, I mean,
think about it. And all right, let's put it this way: worth half
if you had
it
a chance
2 weeks ago,
if you had a chance on your DJV show to have a guest appearance by Neil Young or Joe Rogan, which would you take?
Neil Young, every day of the
week.
You
would.
Yep.
Oh.
I would, because he's somebody that I identify with. Joe Rogan says nothing to me, but Neil Young, even though Neil Young is an angry, ornery old guy. He's an interesting
curmudgeon. He was angry when he was young.
Yeah. He was angry when he was young.
He was an angry old man when he was young.
When he was young.
I was a Crosby, Stills, and Nash fan.
Yeah.
And I put up with Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young because three quarters of it was Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
But they all went along with him. They all made it very public after he went down the tube, down the pipe into this whole thing. They all jumped on. And Paul McCartney, look at all the musicians, and Spotify went broke.
Well, they're important. They're important again. They get to play in the game. Unfortunately for them, they're against somebody having access to expression. I never thought I'd see the day that those guys
didn't even think it through. That's the question. Is it just,
you know, they could have said, hey, we don't like this guy, why don't they pull their music off of all the radio stations that still play them have on their platforms people who are giving what they would call misinformation about COVID. Oh, they're not doing that. They're very selective about Joe Rogan.
It's a thing. It's a thing. Yeah. That's what it is. It's a thing.
Yeah.
In the next half hour, we talk about the Johns Hopkins study regarding COVID, because COVID is number one this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, 28 after the hour.
Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good. Really good. So good, you gotta try it. With Straight Talk, you can get our Silver Unlimited plan for just $45 a month. Now with unlimited high-speed data, plus 5 gigabytes hotspot data, and no contract, with nationwide 5G on America's best networks. Why pay a whole lot for your data when you can get unlimited for a whole lot less? Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Somebody asked me the other day how he could lose his belly fat.
Calidrin targets all over body fat. You know, of course, belly fat tends to be where everybody carries it. But Calidrin just really gives your body back what it needs. So it revs up your metabolism naturally, mm-hmm. and you burn off those fats and sugars the way that your body wants to. So you do lose the belly fat along with just all over toning, too.
So does Calidrin work best with a diet, with an exercise program?
Well, you know, we have people that have had success with it both ways. Obviously, if you're eating better, you know, eating in moderation, staying away from the sugars and the sodas, you know, you're going to see results faster than if you're just taking it by itself. But our 90-day program, that huge 86% success rate that we have, that's just with taking Calitrin alone. So check it out on our website, toploss.com. All the information is at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com or call us 1-833-TOPLOSS.
And use the DJV code for all these specials when you check out.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life. Settles in your soul. In your soul, in your soul. like the loggers and the cowboys. Double crossbow, sack of Salem. They cursed rough roads, hauling their loads, but they did their best to deliver them. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a
Is the reason for that, if you do feel there's a reason for it?
I think it's more of an unusual event. I think that although major executives being brought down by their conduct is not that unusual either, CNN is right in the heart of the left-right argument. We don't walk around focused that much on terrorism and ISIS anymore, and it's murky. One of the problems is we don't have that much direct information about how it's happening. And, they might start talking about it if it leads to anything. There's so much stuff going on. I can come up with, I hate being a Monday morning quarterback. We can come up with reasons why things happen, but it takes time to let them play out. And there is some conversation about it. It's on our survey. But you're right. It hasn't gotten that much conversation because people are not walking around worried about ISIS. They're more concerned about Russia and Ukraine, although there's not that much understanding of Russia and Ukraine. That's a complicated story that has to do with about 100 years of history. So I don't know. The answer is, I guess it's not as juicy as Zucker.
All right. You want something juicy?
Yeah.
The number one story this week is COVID, as has been the case for a long time. This week, Johns Hopkins issued a study, the results of a study, which suggests that COVID-19 lockdowns in our country and in Europe had no public health impact whatsoever. I thought this was quite explosive, frankly, and it didn't get, this is another thing, didn't get much coverage, much conversation, because people are too willing to fan the flames of the controversy about masks and vaccines and stuff. But imagine, yeah. Michael, Johns Hopkins, which is kind of the go-to place.
But there's more to it than that. There's more to it than that. A case could be made that didn't have any effect because we didn't do it right, because people didn't do it completely, because people cheated, because people didn't follow it. What's going to be very interesting is watching the extreme version of lockdowns is what's called zero COVID, which is taking place in China, where they have draconian shutdowns. I mean, if they have 40 people in a county have COVID, which is an infinitesimally small percentage of the population there, they shut down everything. And if you come out, they chop your head off. It works. It actually works. But there's no freedom at all, There's no freedom.
They've actually lost. There was a lady that I saw interviewed on Bloomberg who was an Asian studies professor at some Northern California college. As she was being interviewed, and the conversation came around to China, living in China, this woman was like a walking PR person for the Chinese government, Chinese way of life, how wonderful it is, how the world should embrace Chinese philosophy and government. And this is a woman in America, an American, who is of Asian Chinese background, who is teaching this at a university in Northern California. So the interviewer said, "Well, ma'am, what about the Uyghurs?" And she said, "Oh, well, that's just a training camp." And one of the guys on the stage chortled, coughed, and guffawed kind of. And she looked at him and said, "We have these camps all over China training people for jobs so that they can be successful."
Yeah. Work camps, brainwashing, torturing.
Yeah, killing away them, freedom. Taking their organs out. And by the way, she also said only 4,000 people had died of COVID in China, when in fact the real number is like 4 million. And this is the kind of stuff. But these people get traction. The thing that blew my mind was she's a prof at an American university spewing this crap.
That's all part of the dangers of biased education on the university level.
Or
and,
freedom.
The pandemic known as wokeness, which, it's based on some nice principles, but boy, is that out of control.
Pfizer this week was declared the most popular company in the drug world, first time since they issued the first Viagra pills.
The most popular drug company?
The most popular
that's like,
drug
that's
company.
Like the biggest humanitarian in the Godfather cast.
Uh-huh. That's interesting. Okay, so I'm going to throw one more bit of this is sort of a genuine overview, but it came to me through this is an outgrowth of the conversation we have every week on the American Family Farmer Show, which wow. You were the inspiration for, and I'm always happy to say that because you were.
Thank you.
Anyway, so we got into a discussion with a guy who runs a breeding, a cattle genetics company, and what he's doing on his farm. You know, the American Family Farmer is all about encouraging farmers to do things to keep themselves successful in, you know, the face of all these huge agribusinesses. So this guy says to me, he's an expert in the land and how things grow. And we were talking about winter storms. That's number 10 this week, by the way, in the countdown, and the effect that's having on the soil. And he said it depends on what the soils have been treated with, how they've been cared for. And then he brought up the depletion of the soil, what's going on, the soil deficits and the food that we eat. He went on into something, and this really blew my mind. He said, remember after World War II and most after Vietnam when all the Agent Orange and all the chemicals that we used to kill the foliage and to kill the people, remember that?
Oh, sure. I'm afraid where you're going with this.
If you look at a jug of Roundup, you're going to see the same stuff in Roundup that you saw that was used to kill foliage and kill people in Vietnam, made by the same company. Monsanto made Agent Orange. And then you go back, and now the parent company of Monsanto is Bayer. And Bayer, the original company, made the gases that were used to kill all the Jews in Germany and elsewhere in World War II. Now, these are the two biggest companies in ag today, selling their poison, and it's being used on the land, and you eat the stuff that comes out of the soil that's been treated with this stuff. And so, I connected loosely because some of the weather anomalies that we've had supposedly this year have affected the soil as well because a lot of runoff. But I just, when I heard that, I thought I would share it with you and the people listening to this program because I think that it's very important for folks to know that.
It's fun talking about Zucker, but, you know, the health of the American public and the future of agriculture.
Right. Okay, so with climate change, here's another story from our friends in California. Governor Newsom announced this week he would sign a bill that will end the legal use of gas-powered leaf blowers.
Is he still the governor there?
He's still the governor, yep. He doesn't wear a mask.
I thought they reelected Schwarzenegger. Really?
Yeah, they ought to, probably. And these guys, what phonies these guys are. Gavin Newsom and the guy's mayor of at the game last week, the guy's mayor of Los Angeles, they're telling everybody to wear their masks. They don't have masks on. The guy who's the mayor, I forget what's his name, he said publicly the reason that he didn't have a mask on while the pictures were being taken was because he held his breath.
That's almost like not inhaling.
I know it is. Okay. Next up here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show is an overview of the official list of people. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to be among the names here, I guess, as we go through from 10 to number 1. At 10, Rudy Giuliani and his masked singer appearance. Joe Rogan is at number 9. He can't catch a break, and maybe he doesn't. I don't know whether he deserves one or he doesn't, but he's not getting one. Brian Flores, number 8. Very interesting story there. Whoopi Goldberg kind of takes it on the chin at number 7. Jeff Zucker takes a walk. He's 6. Bad Vlad. Pukin Putin is number 5 on the list. Mike Pence is number 4, interestingly enough. Donald Trump is 3. Dr. Fauci is 2. And Joe Biden is number 1 on the list of people, personalities, the folks that we cover and talk about. This list available every week at talkers.com and also djvshow.com. 44 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Hi, I'm Mark Saltzman, host of the syndicated Tech It Out radio show and podcast. The distinctive Asus ZenBook Flip 15 is an elegant, sophisticated, and versatile Windows 10 laptop. It's amazing 4K UHD OLED Nano Edge high contrast touchscreen is Pantone validated for color accuracy, TÜV Rheinland certified for eye care, and features a precision engineered 360 degree ergo lift hinge. The sleek and ultra-compact design gives ZenBook Flip 15 an amazing 90% screen-to-body ratio. Its latest 11th-gen Intel Core processor and gaming-grade NVIDIA GeForce GTX 1650 Ti graphics will accelerate your on-the-go productivity and creativity. Asus ZenBook Flip 15 is your perfect creative partner. Do great things with a Windows PC. Performance, price, and plenty to choose from.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. Our, yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Hi, I'm Mark Saltzman, host of the syndicated Tech It Out radio show and podcast. The distinctive Asus ZenBook Flip 15 is an elegant, sophisticated, and versatile Windows 10 laptop. Its amazing 4K UHD OLED Nano Edge high contrast touchscreen is Pantone validated for color accuracy, TÜV Rheinland certified for eye care, and features a precision engineered 360 degree ergo lift hinge. The sleek and ultra-compact design gives ZenBook Flip 15 an amazing 90% screen-to-body ratio. Its latest 11th-gen Intel Core processor and gaming-grade NVIDIA GeForce GTX 1650 Ti graphics will accelerate your on-the-go productivity and creativity. Asus ZenBook Flip 15 is your perfect creative partner. Do great things with a Windows PC. Performance, price, and plenty to choose from.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
The new Michelin silicone blades last through everything.
On a world record-breaking drive from Alaska to South America in unpredictable conditions.
Thunderstorms, ice storms, they just don't quit.
Rainier's Night Load shows Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blade with advanced Quad-Tech four-layer coated silicone that repels water, snow, and ice and lasts two times longer than other blades.
It's coming down in sheets.
Real-world proven. Extreme weather wiping performance. Upgrade to Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades today. Only at Walmart.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, the charts for the week of January 31st to February 4th. Doug Steffen here, bringing it home from number 10 to number 1. At number 10, the focus on winter storms and our climate in general. At number 9, the Olympics and what's going on with China. Number 8, Joe Rogan and what's going on with Spotify. Number 7, Whoopi Goldberg gets suspended and Brian Flores files a lawsuit against the NFL. Number 6, the former leader of CNN, the cable news network, Jeff Zucker, been around television for a long time, he got fired. Number 5, situation, the tension, if you will, between us and Russia, and Russia and the Ukrainians, and Russia and the Europeans. At number 4, that continuing overview of what happened January 6th last year. Crime and violence in general. Number 3, the economy and its situation in our lives, the role it plays. Number 2, and COVID. Number 1. Those are the stories this week from the Talk Radio Countdown Show and Talkers Magazine. Number 2 on the story list this week, the economy. I thought it was pretty interesting. We were talking about how shares went down, the value went down of Spotify. Here's Amazon, the largest corporation in the world that beats earnings expectations, profits double, and the most annoying thing, other than him putting all of the stores out of business, is that they're putting in the empty spots in the malls, they're putting Amazon stores into the malls, and those damn trucks. Have you seen it in your neighborhood? Those those trucks are in the middle of the road where people are delivering. Those guys don't know how to drive, and the trucks are all over the road.
They don't know
how to
drive.
Am I the only one who's experienced it?
Huh? No, I think you said it last week. I remember somebody telling me.
I see it every week. Yeah.
I think the long-term problem with Amazon is going to be that we are all going to suffocate under a mountain of discarded cardboard boxes.
Right. Yeah, right, exactly.
This is a growing
Start
problem,
a big
folks.
Fire. Yeah,
cardboard
well.
Boxes.
Packaging in general is a huge problem. Plastics, cardboard, all that stuff. But who's paying attention? Because it's more convenient to order from Amazon. All right, Michael Harris and Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour.
Each year, millions of older adults suffers injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in serious injuries such as broken bone, head injuries, or death. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age that meet the income criteria, and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program was established for the purpose of reducing the number of debilitating falls suffered by older adults and persons with disabilities, thus enabling older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to find out how this no-cost program may help. Help.
For you, what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word L.
Discover the all-new 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability, plus a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/Wilderness.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Joining us now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show is the. I always want to introduce you like you're Karnak or something, our visitor from the East. Put the big turban on your head and put the envelope to your ear and let's see what we come up with. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, our legal expert, college professor at Bentley, and a great lawyer in practice, also the founder of the website Scamicide. Scamicide.com is where you go to figure out how you've been scammed, or maybe, more importantly, how to keep yourself from getting scammed as a matter of fact. And, you know, that brings me around to something. This week, I think the administration, the FCC, as a matter of fact, went to bat for all of us who are sick of getting all of the scams, the robocalls, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know. Can that sort of thing be challenged? If the FCC does rulemaking and says you can't do this if you're a company and yada, yada, can that be challenged in court? Or once they make a ruling, is that kind of hard and fast?
Nah, you get lawyers all over the place who are getting paid by the hour. So anyone ever asks me, can I be sued for this? You can be sued for anything.
Right.
So what would come up is Congress makes laws, but for the most part, the details are done by administrative agency regulations. And so when the agency makes its regulation, the easiest way to challenge it is to say it is not within their authority as granted by the law. That being said, the actions that are being attempted to try and stop things like robocalls, they are legitimate. They can get the companies to do this. And quite frankly, I'd love to see it happen because there are a lot of communication companies that are making money from these robocalls and scams, and they have the technology to stop it.
Right. Okay. Number 7 this week on the story list at Talkers is a focus on a couple of lawsuits like the Brian Flores NFL lawsuit. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah.
What's the scoop?
Extremely. And it's read all 58 pages, which is, you know, if you look at this particular lawsuit, and if you can find it online, you should. It makes a fascinating reading because generally complaints are full of legalese and dry. This one starts out with two quotes, which I've never seen. One of the quotes has the F-bomb in there, and the gist of it is it was written for the media. It is written so that the media can grab out of it and latch on. For Brian Flores, I have nothing but respect because he just sunk his entire career in the NFL. Even if this case were to be successful, it'll be years before anything happens. The more interesting thing is, will the NFL push for a settlement, not because they don't want to admit they did anything wrong, but because the next stage, if the case goes through, would be discovery, where Flores' lawyer would be able to look through all of the wonderful emails and text messages of NFL executives, and there are a lot of skeletons there.
Of course there are. Now, also in number 7, a tie with this lawsuit is the Supreme Court speculation as to who gets a place or nominated or whatever. I even heard speculation about who is the Secretary of State, and was a Republican, Condoleezza Rice. Okay.
She was originally going to be nominated by Bill Clinton, but never even made it to the nomination stage. There was opposition. Condoleezza Rice would be, I think, a fascinating choice. She is a black woman lawyer, extremely accomplished. She's certainly no liberal, but I think she would be acceptable to a broad range of senators. It's an interesting choice. I hadn't heard that before.
Yeah. All right. Have you heard the story about the UCLA freshman, the guard who spit? She was playing a basketball game this week. There's a video of this that is unbelievably appalling. She spit at an Arizona student that was yelling at her from the floor. Now, I understand, you know, how you might not like that, but what happens to somebody like that? Can the fan sue the college, UCLA College, for this?
Probably wouldn't have a case against the college, but definitely would have a civil case for assault and battery. That is an assault and battery, and in fact, that's a criminal violation as well. This is something obviously that is going to be dealt with by the college, but it's a bad trend of incredibly rude players and fans. And, you know, the players are pretty good about recognizing when to keep their tongue.
Yeah. She was cited for assault, so that'll be interesting to see where that goes. All right. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here with his legal thoughts on some of the important issues of the day that we follow here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/award.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstra. U.S. troops have begun arriving in Poland today near the border with Ukraine.
Troops and equipment from the U.S. 82nd Airborne Division are moving into Poland. Hundreds more troops are still expected after President Biden ordered them to the region amid fears of a Russian invasion of Ukraine. When asked by reporters about possibly deploying more U.S. forces, the president wouldn't say.
I'm not going to speculate on that.
The administration has insisted that U.S. troops are being sent to support and reassure NATO allies, not to fight in Ukraine. Greg Clugston, the White House.
On Fox News Sunday, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said Russia could cross Ukraine's border any day now, and the U.S. needs to be prepared. Authorities evicted 380 migrants, mainly Central Americans and Mexicans, from a makeshift camp in Tijuana they'd been staying in for nearly a year. The Tijuana mayor said the families have been living in a state of insecurity for health reasons. Tragedy for a high school volleyball team from Arizona when they were involved in a traffic accident in Texas. One player dead, two others injured. A study revealing the ineffectiveness of COVID lockdowns being completely ignored by the liberal media.
According to a Johns Hopkins University meta-analysis of several studies, lockdowns during the first COVID wave in the spring of 2020 only reduced COVID mortality by 0.2% of the U.S. and Europe. The study received no mention on any of the five liberal networks this week. CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, and NBC all ignore the anti-lockdown findings after having spent much of the pandemic shaming red states with minimal restrictions and events deemed by critics as super spreaders. It wasn't just the networks avoiding the study. The New York Times, The Washington Post, The Associated Press, Reuters, USA Today, and Axios, among other outlets, also turned a blind eye to the findings, according to search results. Patrick Foss reporting.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
70 years on the throne, Queen Elizabeth now has clear wishes for her when her son, Charles, succeeds her.
Britain's longest-serving monarch marks 70 years of her rule with a special Platinum Jubilee message to the public. In it, she renews her pledge to her country and shows her support for Prince Charles's wife, Camilla, saying that she should be named Queen Consort when her son should succeed her. Despite her dedication to charity work and social issues, Camilla, also known as the Duchess of Cornwall, was initially shunned by fans of the late Princess Diana. In her speech, the Queen asked Britain to show her son and Camilla the same support that the public gave her after the loss of her husband husband, Prince Philip, last year. To many, such as royal biographer Hugo Vickers, Camilla's new status is welcome.
Camilla would have been queen by law, and now she can also be queen by name. It makes perfect sense.
Naomi Shannon, London.
Check out more breaking news, read the best analysis, both at townhall.com. A Maryland crossing guard saves a youngster's life.
Officials say quick thinking by a Maryland police officer has saved a middle school student from being hit by a car. Corporal Annette Goodyear of the Northeast Police Department was directing traffic at a crosswalk when the student entered the intersection. But the officer quickly realized an approaching car was not going to be able to stop in time, and she pushed the youngster out of the way. The officer herself was then struck by the car. Corporal Goodyear taken to the hospital with minor injuries and later released. Jason Walker reporting.
Bloody weekend in Florida. An argument in the checkout line of a Coral Gables grocery store escalated into a fatal shooting. Four people shot and wounded at a sports bar and grill in North Lauderdale, and a man in Orlando fatally shot at a banquet hall. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Plan for a whole Valentine's weekend with special entrees served all weekend long at Black Bear Diner. That's right, from Friday through Monday, February 12th through the 14th, bring your special date or the whole family for a sweet meal. Choose choice New York steak with hollandaise sauce and sautéed mushroom, a light grilled salmon with lemon butter cream sauce, or a slow roasted prime rib. Be sure to top it off with a slice of limited time lemon drop cheesecake. Make your Valentine's weekend very special. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is the safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio review time on the radio. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into our DJV overview of the hot hits in News Talk Radio. It's compiled by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Every week at this time, we get together to put a, the spin on this would be, it's the companion piece to the official Talk Radio Countdown Show, where we have some experts in talk radio, that is people who are hosts on the DJV program with me, going through the issues. So you can hear some of the things we talked about during the week. In case you don't listen to the DJV program, I can't imagine why you wouldn't. You can find it every day, all day. As a matter of fact, goes through the day, the full show at djvshow.com. So let's get to the people list, ladies. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is here. The people list, is I think I try to change this up every week so that we can approach the issues in a different way. So I'm just going to run through the people list. If you have some comments, make them, and then we'll go on to the story list. The lists are all published at talkers.com and also at djvshow.com every week, so you can see what's there, and we certainly go through the lists as we can through the course of these 2 hours. At number 10 on the people list, Rudy Giuliani. And that's a story that deserves a little bit more time than just mentioning his name, and because it's in the list, the story list, we'll get to it in a few minutes. Joe Rogan as well. Let me just go through, because we'll get to all of these in the story list. Joe Rogan is at 9. Brian Flores is at 8. Whoopi Goldberg is at 7. Jeff Zucker at 6. Bad Vlad Pukin Putin is at 5. Mike Pence is at 4. Donald Trump is at 3. Tony Fauci is at 2. And Joe Biden is at 1. Okay, so on the story list, number 10 is a focus on the climate and the winter storms. We look around the country at the moment, and as you hear this program, there will have been a massive number of states that will have gone through in the last 3-4 days this powerful storm, the winter storm that's gone. It's really a sprawling storm, forcing schools to close, knocking out power, massively disrupting road and air travel. I think I saw 4,500 plane flights were canceled over a couple of day period, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it started down in New Mexico and has spread all the way across the middle of the country, up into Canada. And so states of emergency all over the place. It's wintertime. You know, people get themselves all worked up into a frenzy about this. The damage that happens because we have not yet learned, or we haven't decided as a population, as a civilization, to put the power lines in the ground. We put the power lines hanging on poles everywhere, and as soon as there's an ice storm or lots of wind or whatever, the power goes out. It happens all year in almost every state. Summertime, lightning hits the poles, crash, bang, boom. They have heavy thunderstorms. That knocks out. It goes on and on and on, and we don't seem to. The power companies will tell you, well, it's too expensive, and we'd have to pass the cost onto ratepayers. So would you be willing, Jennifer, to pay more money? Well, you actually in California, most of the power lines in the ground anyway, right?
No. Well, not in my neighborhood.
I thought they were.
No, depends. It depends on what money would be. Most of, believe it or not, most of Los Angeles does not have their power lines under the ground.
Well, the neighborhoods that I've been in Santa Monica, most of them are under the ground. Anyway, but it's
a lot of it just has to do with their own city and the city regulations and stuff. And so depends on where you are. But I don't know. There's already such a huge. I mean, our power bills have gone up and up and up and up and up.
Yeah.
At some point, you want to get more service for all the
no
extra
competition.
Money.
That's what no competition monopolies do.
Up and up. No, not necessarily.
Mm-hmm. What about in where you are? Now, you're in a sort of modern complex there. Is everything underground in New Jersey where you are, Victoria?
I don't think so, no. I mean, they're power. Because
you
we lose power.
So. Look out the window. You see
well,
the telephone
but, yeah, but
poles?
You, not, no, not in the actual apartment village where we are, but the surrounding city, it's all above. It's all big poles.
Uh-huh.
So and we lose power, like, a lot. We've had so many random, when it's not even that hot or cold out, we just sort of have, like, a brownout for whatever reason. I don't know. But, yeah. But again, like, our electric bill was $250 this month, and we have a two-bedroom apartment. So it's a
lot. How much?
$250.
For how many bedroom apartment?
Two. We have about 1,100 square feet.
I don't pay that much, and you know how big my house is.
Yeah. Either your house is really cold or we're getting really ripped off. I don't know the answer.
Yeah, I don't know if you have electric heating on. I have gas power.
We have electric. Yeah, it's all electric.
Okay, that's what it is.
Yeah.
All right. So that explains that. At any rate, this warmer weather that's coming in behind it, for those of you who are tracking the days, counting the days, as of this week, we are halfway through the winter season, the winter months. And if you've looked at any of the curves, the meteorological curves, you've seen the temperature, at least where I am in the Northeast, continue to phase up. Like as I'm doing this, it's raining and it's 44 degrees. We've had temperatures down. We had actually -4 like a week ago. So it goes up and down. And people will say that's global warming, climate change. See, the thing that, and I don't want to spend a lot of time on this because we have a lot of other good things to talk about, but the climate change global warming thing. Does climate change equal global warming, or the other way around? Does global warming equal climate change? I say maybe somewhat, but it isn't completely responsible because the Earth does what the Earth does. So you put the two of them together, the Earth and its natural progression of changing itself and its structure, plus the fact that we've thrown a lot of fossil fuel fumes into the atmosphere. I think all of those things add up. But, you know, are we going to do, we were talking on the DJB program about the Postal Service ordering 80,000 new delivery vans that were gas-powered, and the EPA sent a note over to the guy that runs the Postal Service and says, no, you can't do that. because we want everything to be electric. And
I think they already have the order in, right, for all the postal trucks, for the electric ones.
Yeah, they're going to do it anyway.
No. For the electric ones, yeah, they are already on order. So
at the Postal Service?
For the Postal Service, yeah. I'm pretty sure they already ordered those electric vans. I forget who's making them. Yeah. I think Ford, maybe? I don't remember. But I think they're already on order. So, like, why would you order more gas trucks now? It's just,
well, because they can't get that Ford can't deliver on the electric ones. I think that's the, but they can't deliver on electric truck. People who bought, my son bought one of those electric Ford 150, F-150s. Can't deliver them. They can't make them because there's too many chips involved. And that's one thing about the electric cars that nobody's been talking about. There are more chips to power and run those cars than in the normal car. And we all know what the nightmare situation is, thanks to the Chinese and others, mostly the Chinese, on the chip scale. The Chinese have hoarded hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of chips just to keep them away from the international market, to hurt the international market. And so on and on we go. Speaking of China, number 9 this week is the situation with China and the Winter Olympics, which gets started officially this weekend as you listen to this program. I was talking on the DJV program about an interview that I saw with a Bloomberg reporter. It was on Bloomberg, but it was being done in Beijing with a couple of Americans. One of them was a professor of Asian studies at some Northern California university, and she spent the time that she had with this fellow extolling the value, virtue, and the wonder of China. What a great, wonderful history we have, and we're doing so much to help the world. So the interviewer said, well, what about the Uyghurs? And she said, basically, what about the Uyghurs? That was kind of the answer to her. Yeah, lovely.
What did she say about the camp?
About the camp?
Yeah.
Oh, didn't she say they were training camps or something?
Oh, yeah. Training, no, right? She said they were training. Oh, yeah, they're training camps. Yeah, of course they are.
Right.
Right on. The let me go back to Rudy Giuliani for a second, because the Masked Singer thing, we haven't really talked a whole lot about it. And I'm not sure that was Giuliani.
He's one of the contestants.
One apparently. Of the contestants?
Yeah. And so when he took his mask off, I guess everyone was surprised. I haven't seen the clip. I don't think anyone's released it yet. But, I guess everyone was surprised to see it. And Ken Jeong and Robin Thicke walked off the set.
Give me a break. Good
well,
God.
But yeah, that's what here's I the thing, too. Though. I'm a big but Rudy Giuliani is, I mean, no one political belongs on that show. This is one of my favorite shows. It is a complete escape from all politics.
Okay,
and
so
I don't care about Rudy, because I don't want to see Gavin Newsom take a mask off either. Or Andrew Cuomo or anybody
here's
political.
If he did, I wouldn't like walk away. That's so disgusting.
I mean, you know, whatever. That's their choice. It's, you know,
but it's, you know what? The point is that this is a group of people that say that that they don't like the right. They don't like Republicans because they're mean and they're nasty and all this stuff. Yet the mean and nastiest people are the ones who say that people need to be more kind to one another. I don't know. I just think it's such a hypocritical, icky look. If you can't stand and just do your job, which is what Robin Thicke and Ken Jeong are paid to do. They're paid to judge the Masked Singer. You do your job and you get on with it. I don't know. It's not like Rudy Giuliani has committed murder. He says stuff that you don't like. That's what we do in this country. There's plenty of stuff that Ken Jeong says that I don't like, but I would still stand there and
honestly, like I said, this
could be any politician. What really annoyed me as a huge fan of this show is that they brought politics into it. This was a bad call by the producers. This is a political free zone. Everybody I know from all walks of the aisles,
I'm with you
everybody
on that
loves
one.
The
I agree.
Show, and yep. this tainted it completely. The executive producer should be fired for this. They also threw their cast under the bus. They knew politically where Ken Jeong was. I don't know anything about Robin Thicke's politics.
He's not even an American. He's a Canadian.
No, he's got a kid here, so I think he's a dual citizen. Yeah. But still, it doesn't matter. They ruined it. I feel like they completely. I was so looking forward to this season, and if they show all this stupid stuff,
Jenny McCarthy's.
She and Nicole Scherzinger, I guess, sat there and talked to him.
Their thing. I mean, I guess it's easy to say.
I'm just so disappointed.
I'm the first.
In general.
I'm the first one to say take politics out of Hollywood, but Hollywood is all political. They are always spewing politics. So that's how we know how Ken Jeong feels, because they make it political.
I think that Victoria is 100% right, though. Keep that stuff off of shows like that. There's no place for it. Yeah, we got enough politics in our lives.
But that's just pacing out conservatives. That means nobody with conservative beliefs
can
go on.
But nobody should.
I just said I don't want Cuomo. I don't want anybody else on there on the left.
18 after the hour.
Somebody asked me the other day how he could lose his belly fat.
Calendran targets all over body fat. You know, of course, belly fat tends to be where everybody carries it. But Calendran just really gives your body back what it needs. So it revs up your metabolism naturally, and you burn off those fats and sugars the way that your body wants to. So you do lose the belly fat along with just all-over toning, too.
So does Calendran work best with a diet, with an exercise program?
Well, you know, we have people that have had success with it both ways. Obviously, if you're eating better, you know, eating in moderation, staying away from the sugars and the sodas, you know, you're going to see results faster than if you're just taking it by itself. But our 90-day program, that huge 86% success rate that we have, that's just with taking Calitrin alone. So check it out on our website, toploss.com. All the information is at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or call us 1-833-TOPLOSS.
And use the DJV code for all these specials when you check out.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in serious injuries such as broken bone, head injuries, or death. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age that meet the income criteria, and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program was established for the purpose of reducing the number of debilitating falls suffered by older adults and persons with disabilities, thus enabling older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to find out how this no-cost program may help.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Is it Leopardi? I guess it is. L-E-O-P-A-R-D-I. Thank you, Robbie, for your comment. He's a freaking saint compared to you-know-who. I think that's funny. But I want a JFK type, a young Democrat, to win in 2024. I'll peach your man then, I think. Bobby, that would be the way I'd look at it. Susie Ortiz, Trump, 2021. Okay. Huh?
What?
Yeah, exactly.
At least yeah. Add 2024. I mean, come on.
That was last year.
Thank you. Jeez. Maybe that tells you something. Ryan Lundetti says he's flushing our money down the toilet, referring to Biden. That probably a reaction to the fact that this week the announcement was that we are, as a country, $30 trillion in debt. And guess how much debt there is in the Chinese government. Anybody want to guess?
I'm guessing zero.
Zero.
Yeah. Okay. I guess who holds all of our debt? Oh, China.
Ah, yeah, there it is. Okay, next question for our listeners on social media referred to Whoopi Goldberg's suspension from The View. Here's somebody identifying himself as a listener named Oddball, as opposed to Odd Job. Remember him from the Goldfinger movies? The race of the people or person you said things about shouldn't dictate the punishment. Imus and Dean lost their shows. Equal treatment for everyone.
Mm. But Imus said something racist, like blatantly racist.
Well, so did.
But that's
Whoopi
not
Goldberg.
What she said.
I'll give you this, Victoria.
She did not make and certainly did not intend to make a racist comment against Jews. I mean, come on.
But here's the thing, and this is less about what Whoopi has said and more about what ABC and Disney have done. ABC and Disney painted themselves into a corner with how they have handled things in the past. Gina Carano said something about the pandemic and lost her entire career. Roseanne made a comment about Susan Rice when she was drunk and apologized.
Well, that was a racist comment, yeah,
and said she said she didn't know it was racist.
Oh, please.
And that's the same thing.
Okay.
But that's exactly. See, this is the thing, though, Victoria, is that Whoopi said the same thing.
Does anyone really believe that Roseanne didn't think making a comment about a black woman and a gorilla?
But see, it's a really dangerous place to be because Whoopi Goldberg said something that I believe she was just stupid. I think Whoopi Goldberg is stupid when it comes to race. She thinks it always has to be about skin color. She didn't know Jews were considered to be a race, and she said something stupid. I don't think she's an anti-Semite. But I don't know. Yeah. That's just my opinion. And she said something anti-Semitic. And so now what? Disney fires two people and is now forced to suspend another. Like, it's a bad look because you have to be consistent. And that's the danger of cancel culture and getting rid of these people.
All right,
that
next
you then
listener's
have to have the
comment.
Same standard.
Robin Frost says, if I did that on Facebook, there would be a backlash. 99% of any businesses I could work for would fire me. So why is this different? Listener named P Duster 65. That means others on the show were fired for less. Were they?
No.
I don't remember that.
On The View?
No.
Yeah, I think so. All right, question, should the Olympics have been moved out of China? Let's see here. Everybody basically said they should have been moved. Carol Appel, Dan Myers as examples, Randy Ladd. There's a question about Neil Young and Spotify. Len says it's ironic that these hippies who made their careers from expressing their opinions and campaigning against the establishment are now in lockstep with the establishment. I thought that was an interesting comment. Mm-hmm. Thank you. And continue your comments on our social media. It's 28 after the hour.
You've already been lied to. You've already paid a ton of money to someone who did lie to you. And it's hard to come to someone like me and say, Ariel, I trust that you're going to do what's right for me.
This is Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group, the timeshare cancellation expert. We're not just here to cancel your timeshare completely. We're here to provide you with the best customer service of your life.
I deal with clients from all walks of life. I actually have a client right now who is an attorney. I have doctors. They were still taken advantage of. And it's not just the mom and pop. It's everybody faces this. They've been lied to. They are nervous. They're scared. But we're going to get you out of this.
I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare contract or you'll pay nothing.
My name is Ariel. I'm a resolution specialist at Wesley Financial Group.
Call now for your free timeshare cancellation kit. 800-729-4040. 800-729-4040. 800-729-4040.
Somebody asked me the other day how he could lose his belly fat.
Calitrin targets all over body fat. You know, of course, belly fat tends to be where everybody carries it. But Calitrin just really gives your body back what it needs. So it revs up your metabolism naturally, mm-hmm. and you burn off those fats and sugars the way that your body wants to. So you do lose the belly fat along with just all over toning, too.
So does Calitrin work best with a diet, with an exercise program?
Well, you know, we have people that have had success with it both ways. Obviously, if you're eating better, you know, eating in moderation, staying away from the sugars and the sodas, you know, you're going to see results faster than if you're just taking it by itself. But our 90-day program, that huge 86% success rate that we have, that's just with taking Calitrin alone. So check it out on our website, toploss.com. All the information is at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or call us 1-833-TOPLOSS.
And use the DJV code for all these specials when you check out.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA. Or go online to sfymca.org.
Mention free 2-hour grocery delivery from Amazon Fresh and exclusive discounts and free pickup from Whole Foods Market in select areas. And one of Prime's newest benefits gives members savings on prescriptions at more than 60,000 local pharmacies nationwide, plus Amazon Pharmacy, where Prime members get free 2-day shipping. That's not all. Prime is bringing the fun to the new year with access to movies, shows, music, and more on Prime Video and Amazon Music, all included with Prime membership. To learn more or sign up for a 30-day free trial, visit amazon.com/prime.
If I'm going to work from my home office, I need my home office to work for me.
It's possible at Staples.
To be most productive, my home office needs to have everything my office has.
Also possible because your local Staples store has the tools your business needs to get work done from home. And right now, you can save up to 40% on select chairs to put the finishing touch on your home office. Explore what's new at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 2/26. In-store only while supplies last.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here we are at 34 after the hour, our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, the Talk Radio Roundup, if you will, a review of the top 10 stories, the charts for the week of January 31st to February the 4th, here on the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen. We're sort of still, I want to lurk around number seven in a manner of speaking because I think it's interesting. The football game, that's what they call it, the game of the year, the game of the century, whatever the nonsense.
The big game.
The big game, yes. Yeah. Well, we're not supposed to, because we're not licensed to talk about the Super Bowl. We're not supposed to say Super Bowl on the air because we could be sued.
But we can say it's a bowl and it's super.
Yes, it is.
No, I think they want everybody, right? They want you to say the big game.
The big game, yes.
But it's only if you're making money from it. Like, a lot of people, like, advertise Super Bowl parties or something like that, and then they use the name to enrich themselves, and so, yeah. I mean, how can you avoid it and, like, use a code word when you're on the radio?
So let me ask you about this, these questions that are coming up about why folks weren't informed about the apparent beating of that San Francisco 49ers fan.
Gosh, I would love to know. I have
what?
No, wait,
what's
idea.
The story? I didn't hear this.
Yeah, this story
this has been
is
very
so
quiet.
Buried.
So, yeah.
And what really is annoying, and it's embarrassing. I live in Los Angeles. It is embarrassing because years ago, just to for some context, years ago outside of a Dodger game, there was a huge back and forth between, I guess, a Dodger and a Giant fan, and it was started in the stadium, carried out to the parking lot. The people, I think the Dodger fan, it was part of a gang or something. He had like three other people that came and beat the living crud out of Brian Stowe was his name. I think he ended up dying. He was on life support for a long time. All over a stupid thing. Look, I don't like the Giants either. That doesn't mean you bash their heads in the parking lot. And it was a terrible look for Los Angeles. And the Dodgers had to pay, and these fans had to pay. That was a few years ago. Now, apparently, a guy who's supposed to be a 49ers fan who was in the crowd at SoFi Stadium is in a coma after he was attacked at the stadium on Sunday after the game. The Inglewood Police Department found him in the parking lot L around the stadium, about a half an hour after, I guess, the game had started, which is kind of bizarre. They found him at 4:00 in the afternoon local time. Firefighters were called in. They identified the guy as Daniel Luna, who's a restaurant owner from Oakland, 40 years old. They moved him. He's wearing a 49ers jersey when they found him, which is why they think that could be a reason for the attack, a dispute or something like that, and not a robbery. The ER staff put him into a coma. He's still there. He's been induced into a coma. They're trying to figure out what happened, whether or not this was
an attack or what. Are we an advanced civilization or not? Are we
I don't know.
Cro-Magnons
but
here with these?
What I think is so weird to your point about this, Doug, is I live here. I watch the local news every single day. It didn't pop up until the end of the week.
Yeah, exactly. All right, speaking of the football season, the mask wearing for fans, apparently this came about as the result of your hero and mine, Mayor Eric Garcetti, urging fans to keep their masks on when he takes his off.
So irritating.
these guys.
These people need like a course in leadership before they take office, right? God. If you're going to make these crazy rules for other people, then you got to follow them too.
All right, number six on the story list is the exiting stage left of Jeff Zucker from CNN. I don't know if he's a household name or not, but it's becoming a household name if people don't know. He used to produce the Today Show, and then he went to CNN to run to run their network, and he's gone because he's having an affair with a worker, and that didn't set well. I guess it all started with Cuomo, right? Isn't that where this all started? Cuomo
getting
fired?
During the investigation of about Chris Cuomo, I guess Jeff Zucker admitted that he had not disclosed his relationship with this woman. And so that's how it really, the Chris Cuomo stuff, like a lot of people are like, oh, Chris Cuomo, you know, he had so much power or whatever. I don't really think so. I mean, I think this just came out during that investigation. So, yes, it's tied to Chris Cuomo. Chris Cuomo certainly has an axe to grind. But I think that this was the worst kept secret ever. And Jeff Zucker wanted to leave a year ago. His resignation was almost like cheerful. He was like, well, okay, bye.
But he was so happy.
Subsequent, the stuff that's come out, and there have been pieces in the Wall Street Journal and some of the anchors themselves over at CNN, like, I don't know, yeah, maybe Jeff Zucker wasn't sad about leaving, but this was definitely not something that he wanted to do. He was asked to leave by the CEO at Warner Media, and part of what happened is when they were investigating Chris Cuomo said he wanted to be paid out for the rest of his contract. Zucker said, no, we're not paying you out for the rest of your contract. You're gone. And Chris Cuomo's lawyer said, well, we know that you've been in this relationship with Allison Gullist, who's like the head of marketing at CNN. You haven't disclosed it. That's an underling, and you're breaking our corporate policy. And they blackmailed Jeff Zucker, allegedly. And so Zucker's like, I'm not going to pay you out. They went to Warner Media. Warner Media then pushed Zucker out. And the people at CNN are, I mean, they're not making this a secret. Jake Tapper went on and said that the bad guy has won in all of this, meaning Chris Cuomo, for his role in taking down Jeff Zucker. Allison Camerota was crying her eyes out on television about it. Brian Stelter was upset about it. I mean, it's really interesting how this came to be, especially because no one seemed to be surprised. They all knew he was dating her. It just hadn't been officially disclosed. But that was enough.
Okay. Speaking of the Cuomos, there's a big to-do about the new mayor of New York, Eric Adams, having Governor Cuomo to dinner. Guess who's coming to dinner? And so what's the big deal? Does that mean Eric Adams is complicit with Cuomo because he was accused of sexual harassment? I love the way the dots are connected here, kind of sideways and circular. So he wants to have dinner with Cuomo. What's the big deal?
Well, I mean, they knew each other because Cuomo was the governor and, you know, Eric Adams was the president of the borough of Brooklyn. But, I mean, it's. I think this says a lot more about Cuomo than it does about Eric Adams. Cuomo is everywhere now. He is all over the city. He is staging something. He's met with union leaders in very public restaurants. Now he meets with the brand new mayor of New York.
President Cuomo,
greeting, I don't know. I don't know if he's going to run for governor again in New York. I don't know. But he is definitely gearing up for something. So
Adams had dinner with Bloomberg and Bill Blasio. He's looking for advice on governing. I don't know why he'd go to Blasio. I wouldn't want to get any advice from him.
Well, I think transitionally you probably do want to meet with your predecessor to go over some things, especially in a pandemic. But I don't think this looks bad for Adams. I think this just looks.
No.
For me personally, I'm very more interested in what Cuomo's up to.
All right, number five. Situation with Russia. Ladies, the U.S. has accused Russia of planning a, quote, staged video as a pretext for Ukraine, the attack on them. So
not
has anybody seen
not a
this?
Stretch, right?
Yeah,
I don't know why
yeah,
people are fighting back on this. The British,
intel flag.
Says the same thing. You know that they're gonna show this like fake video. What was the movie where there was like a whole war launched and it was over a fake video? Wasn't that Dustin Hoffman in it? There was a movie.
Yeah,
Was it Wag the Dog or something like
yes,
that? It was something.
That's it. Yes.
Yeah,
very good.
It's basically like that's what Russia's going to do. I mean, that's how far behind they are on movies, but that's like what they're going to do.
But this is not the first time they've done something like that, right? Because they always have to have an excuse for making a more aggressive move. And so it's definitely not out of the realm of possibility. And it's an interesting tactic, maybe by bringing it up and making it global news, maybe that stops them from being
what
able
do they
to
do
it?
In Ukraine
know.
Other than stay cold? Do they have an industry there? They do farming, I know that, but what else
baking.
Goes on in Ukraine? What'd you say, baking?
Banking.
Oh, banking.
There was
do
the,
they?
Yeah, a lot
of, oh, I don't know
something
that.
Like that, yeah.
Really? Oh. Well, I know that the reason that Putin wants it is because he likes that resort he has in the Crimean Sea, so he wants to control the country. to do that.
So he can be shirtless more often.
Right, yes. Yeah, that'd be cool.
On a horse.
Imagine you're a Russian soldier and you're working that side of the street. Okay, so let's see. Number four, I really don't want to talk about this. You're welcome to take a shot. January 6th investigation, I'm sick of it. What's new?
What's new is that Trump has said that he would pardon the people who've been sentenced.
Yeah, it is.
And that's caused a lot of flack from the left and from the right.
Wait a minute.
Well, if he wins, then that's what his plan was. A lot of Republicans are not okay with that. So he's gotten, it's pretty divisive.
I think that a lot of Republicans are wearing out on Trump. I'm not sure Jennifer is.
I don't know about that. No, I don't know about that.
Okay.
And believe me, I look at stuff. It's not just about my own personal feelings. I look at stuff from other perspectives. And he's winning in, like, every poll when asked about candidates that people would like.
Really? They didn't ask me.
What I do think is interesting, though, is that Liz Cheney, your girlfriend, Doug, she has been raising money in, like, record numbers. So, obviously, there are a lot of people. Yeah, but still, I know plenty of Republicans who think that she makes sense.
It's like Kristen Sinema. Kristen Sinema, there's a big story about how she's raised like $1 million in the last month or something like that. And it's all from Republicans. So, it's funny how alternate parties get involved.
Ain't it
because
funny
they want support.
Yeah. How time slips away. Okay. So, here's something that maybe I'm just looking this over right now. Politics of COVID, politics of the Olympics. Nancy Pelosi has told the Olympic athletes, is Pelosi over there? I would think they...
No, right. She's not over there. No one went over there. It was a diplomatic boycott.
She said, don't use the games as a venue for protesting. Basically, if you want to stay, if you don't want to end up spending a couple of years in China.
Well, she's right, because they can get stuck there. And they're filing lawsuits already against journalists who have dared to say anything about the Uyghurs. So, and once they file a lawsuit, you're stuck in China. You can't leave the country and wait for it to go through the courts. It's not like over here. I mean, you're stuck there, and you're arrested, and you're in jail. She's right to say that. This is not the time. If you want to be an athlete and you want to go and compete in the games, this is not the time to let your politics fly. This is just not safe.
Number two on our list has to do with the economy. I noticed the number of permanent store closures in the aftermath of this past holiday shopping season has gone down, comparing it to the same time last year. So if you look back last year, 742 store closures down. No, that's this year, down 65% from what it was in the same period. So that's a good sign in the economy, right?
And it's a sign that I think people have been really pent up indoors and they want to go out to a mall or go shopping in a store.
And forget Amazon. Yes.
Yeah.
Please.
I think that's
please.
A big sign.
Or
and
go shopping at the new Amazon store in the mall.
Yeah, in the mall. Right, exactly. They're everywhere. Man. And every time I think about Amazon, I can think of there isn't a day that goes by that I don't see some truck parked in the middle of the road delivering this stuff. But yet, Amazon beat earnings expectations. The profits doubled for Amazon last quarter. The price of a Prime membership is $139 now. Would you pay $139 for Prime membership in Amazon?
I do, I guess.
To say
I do.
15%?
Yeah.
There you go. Talk Radio Countdown Show, the charts for the week of January 31st to February 4th. Doug Steffen here, bringing it home from number 10 to number 1. At number 10, the focus on winter storms and our climate in general. At number 9, the Olympics and what's going on with China. Number 8, Joe Rogan and what's going on with Spotify. Number 7, Whoopi Goldberg gets suspended and Brian Flores files a lawsuit against the NFL. Number 6, the former leader of CNN, the cable news network, Jeff Zucker, been around television for a long time. He got fired. Number 5, situation, the tension, if you will, between us and Russia and the Ukrainians and Russia and the Europeans. At number 4, that continuing overview of what happened January 6th last year. Crime and violence in general. Number 3, the economy and its situation in our lives, the role it plays, number two, and COVID, number one. Those are the stories this week from the Talk Radio Countdown Show and Talkers Magazine. Okay, so there it is, our overview of the charts with our thoughts. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Doug Steffen at your service at 48 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found out that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold ship to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Next up here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show is an overview of the official list of people. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to be among the names here, I guess, as we go through from 10 to number 1. At 10, Rudy Giuliani and his Masked Singer appearance. Joe Rogan is at number 9. He can't catch a break, and maybe he doesn't. I don't know whether he deserves one or he doesn't, but he's not getting one. Brian Flores, number 8. Very interesting story there. Whoopi Goldberg kind of takes it on the chin at number 7. Jeff Zucker takes a walk. He's 6. Bad Vlad, Pukin Putin is number 5 on the list. Mike Pence is number 4, interestingly enough. Donald Trump is 3. Dr. Fauci is 2. And Joe Biden is number 1 on the list of people, personalities, the folks that we cover and talk about. This list available every week at talkers.com and also djvshow.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I heard the call to serve, so I answered. I earned a title and discovered my purpose. I found belonging, an unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together in defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me. I will always uplift and support my country and my community. Because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. Always Marine.
This notice is to all timeshare owners who don't need or want their timeshares anymore. Call us now, and we'll legally help you get out of your timeshare contract forever. Thousands of owners who are now not using them cancel their timeshare contracts every day. Now it's your turn. If you're tired of paying your monthly timeshare maintenance fees, call us. Our legal team will fight for you so you can stop paying for a timeshare you don't want and save your money. If you've tried on your own or with another company to cancel your timeshare, don't give up. At the Timeshare Helpline, we can help you get out of your timeshare contract forever and never make a payment again. How great would that be? Call the Timeshare Defense Attorneys right now for immediate help.
800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now. Let's add to your listening and dancing pleasure here with the countdown from number 5 to number 1 of the top technology stories this week. Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen to do the honors at number 5. The FCC is shining, would you say? Yes or no? I think you like Jessica Rosenworkel. Yeah.
Well, I mean, if the few things that this new FCC has done, I am not unhappy with. I think this is. I feel like when it comes to robocalls and solicitations and things like that, feel like everybody can agree on this, right? That we get way too many, and so the newest proposal is to stop the robocallers from leaving you ringless voicemails, and that happens. Like I know this happens to me, and I still have to remind myself, oh no, it's a ringless one, because I look down at my phone, and all of a sudden I have a new text message or I have a new voicemail, and it's. And the phone never rang. And so this is a new way that they're getting into people's phones without your permission. And so this new proposal is aiming to crack down on those. And this actually started in 2017. I was not a fan of the former chairman of the FCC, Ajit Pai. He just didn't seem to do anything, and robocalls during the pandemic were off the charts. I mean, set records in the billions every quarter. So I don't understand why this is not. I mean, this should be a bipartisan effort that everyone agrees we all hate robocalls. So hopefully this new plan will work.
Yeah. All right. Number 4, Google adding something that amounts to a hotline, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. So Google has they've added to their search results for domestic violence related topics. They now have information on how to contact the National Domestic Violence Hotline. And so the hotline is supported 24 hours a day. They have phone and chat services available in English and Spanish and in 200 other languages through interpreters. Intimate partner violence affects 1 in 4 women and 1 in 7 men over the course of their lives. And the pandemic has exacerbated all of these risk factors for domestic violence. Economic stress, depression, alcohol use, drug use, has led to a huge spike in domestic violence cases.
Number 3 is a crypto focus.
So bogus crypto investments have led to unprecedented increases in online scams last year. This is according to new data from the Federal Trade Commission. Cryptocurrency is an easy target because it's surging in popularity, but not a lot of people really understand it, and that's kind of the problem. This FTC report says that this is especially true for younger people ages 18 to 39. They were twice as likely to report losing money to a social media scam as older adults were last year. And so these things aren't carried out on social media, but a lot of them are, a lot of people are exposed to these scams on social media. Then they get to another site, and then that's where they end up giving up money, thinking they're buying Bitcoin or whatever, and they're not. And it's just a huge scam. 95,000 people last year alone reported losing $770 million in fraud schemes on social media. So everyone, please be really careful when you're dealing with crypto.
At number 2, Facebook. Boo.
Yeah, Facebook had a bad week. So Facebook on Wednesday reported their first ever quarterly decline of daily users. And this was across the globe. It actually sent their stock plunging 20%. It was a massive stock drop. It wiped out $200 billion of their market value. And this is the first time that Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp, essentially they were all flat. But Facebook lost 1 million daily users in North America. And that's where they make the most of their money. So bad week for Facebook.
Yep. All right. Not a good week for Spotify either, given the Joe Rogan, Neil Young, and all the rest of the musicians piling onto the Neil Young side of the issue here, right?
Yeah. So Peloton's favorite news story in a while is about Spotify because it's taken all of the heat off of them. Spotify, of course, it started with Neil Young versus Joe Rogan. It's become so much more than that. This all started with a letter, actually, last December from a group of 270 doctors and scientists. They issued an open letter to Spotify asking them to better manage the misinformation about COVID on the platform. Nothing happened. And a month or two later, Neil Young comes along, pulls his music, and then the floodgates open. Paul McCartney, Willie Nelson, the Rolling Stones, Queen, Bruce Springsteen, Dave Grohl, Joni Mitchell, the rest of Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, everybody has joined onto this now. And this has caused Spotify to lose about $4 billion in just 1 week. They're standing by Joe Rogan. He has a $100 million deal with them. But they say they're going to change up their practices and try to present more balance. So we'll see.
It's called face saving, I believe, or listener saving. Maybe that's a better, more appropriate term. There they are, the top five items from the world of technology this week. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. Ukraine will be on the agenda tomorrow, on Monday, that is, when President Biden welcomes Germany's new leader to the White House for talks.
Chancellor Olaf Scholz says Germany stands alongside the U.S. and NATO in opposing any Russian aggression against Ukraine. But he's been criticized for refusing to supply lethal weapons to Ukraine or bolster Germany's troop presence in Eastern Europe. Germany has also come under fire for its heavy reliance on Russian natural gas and a pipeline long opposed by the United States. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Meanwhile, troops and equipment from the 82nd Airborne Division arrived in Poland Sunday. Hundreds more still expected after the president ordered them to the region as tension heats up. The administration insists the troops are there to support and reassure NATO allies, not to fight in Ukraine. Missouri Republican Attorney General Eric Schmidt filed lawsuits against more than 40 school districts for imposing what he says are illegal mask mandates for students.
It's not legal. The legislature in Missouri has never delegated this kind of power to force the masking of five-year-olds or to force the quarantine of healthy kids. They just haven't.
Speaking with the Salem Radio Network, Schmidt says parents should be given the say over whether their child wears a mask at school or not. South Korea will no longer use GPS monitoring to enforce quarantines and will also end daily checkup calls to low-risk coronavirus patients. This as a fast-developing Omicron surge is overwhelming health and government workers. The Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency reported 38,691 new cases of the virus on Monday. That's a nine-fold increase from the level seen in mid-January, when Omicron became the country's dominant strain. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pain from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
The Navy is working to contain a crisis in Hawaii after a jet fuel leak from an 80-year-old Hawaii tank farm.
The fuel storage installation's existence was a secret for years. Hidden inside a mountain ridge overlooking Pearl Harbor, it's provided fuel to military ships and planes since World War II. But late last year, jet fuel seeped into a well and then started showing up in tap water in Pearl Harbor's military housing. Since November, military medical teams have examined more than 5,900 people complaining of symptoms including nausea and rashes. The Navy has spent more than $250 million to address the problem, but it hasn't yet been solved, and it's currently housing 4,000 affected families in hotels. I'm Ben Thomas.
On this date in 1962, President John F. Kennedy imposed a full trade embargo on Cuba. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A Maryland crossing guard saves a youngster's life.
Officials say quick thinking by a Maryland police officer has saved a middle school student from being hit by a car. Corporal Annette Goodyear of the Northeast Police Department was directing traffic at a crosswalk when the student entered the intersection. But the officer quickly realized an approaching car was not going to be able to stop in time, and she pushed the youngster out of the way. The officer herself was then struck by the car. Corporal Goodyear taken to the hospital with minor injuries and later released. Jason Walker reporting.
A Mississippi family finally found answers to an 80-year-old mystery. Whatever happened to Private Andrew Ladner? His whereabouts have been unknown since he was killed in action in 1942 in New Guinea. But this month, the government announced Ladner's remains have been identified. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daydre is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
It's the Ramsey Show, talk radio where debt is dumb and cash is king. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
There's more to explore with a Turtle Bay membership. Get unlimited access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, empowering playgrounds, and beyond. Family memberships are only $90 a year. That's less than $8 a month for a whole year of fun. Join today at turtlebay.org.
And now, When Radio Was. Brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
Hey folks, up first is the second half of an episode of the Jack Benny program. And then later, it's Vincent Price stopping by in the role of Simon Templar in The Adventures of the Saint. At the end of our previous show, Jack was back in New York and he was about to go on a dinner date with a special guest, singer Giselle McKenzie. As we resume the broadcast, I believe she is about to perform a tune, one written in 1953 by Johnny Richards and Carolyn Lee, and made famous by none other than Frank Sinatra. So let's listen. This is from July 11th, 1954.
Fairy tales can come true. It can happen to you. If you're young at heart, for it's hard you will find to be narrow of mind. If you're young at heart, you can go to extremes with impossible schemes. You can laugh when your dreams fall apart at the seams. And life gets more exciting with each passing day. And love is either in your heart or on its way. Don't you know that it's worth every treasure on earth to be young at heart? For as rich as you are, it's much better by far to be young at heart. And if you should survive to 105, look at all you'll derive out of being alive. And here is the best part. You'll have a head start if you are among the very young at heart. And if you should survive to 105, look at all you'll derive out of being alive. And here is the best part. You'll have a head start if you are among the very young.
Was just wonderful.
Huh? Oh, it's you, Jack.
Yes, I came in just as you started your number.
Well, I'm all finished now. We can go.
Good. Is there any particular place you'd like to eat?
Well, how about the Colony Club?
Well.
21?
Oh, I don't know.
How about El Morocco?
Well?
Say, I know just the place. It's a little French restaurant on 83rd Street. You'll love it. It's called La Cuisine est pauvre, mais le prix est bien.
What does that mean?
The food is lousy, but the price is right.
Sounds so nice in French. You know, Giselle, I figured you'd suggest a French restaurant. Your name is sort of French, isn't it?
Well, just my first name, Mackenzie, is Scotch.
Ah, the Scotch. They're great people.
You really think so, Jack?
Yeah, both Phil Harris and I love them, but for different reasons. We turned this corner here.
Well, Jack, are we going to walk all the way?
Well...
Oh, come on, Jackie boy. Wouldn't it be fun with just the two of us in a cab?
Taxi! Taxi!
You want a cab, mister?
Yes. Get in, Giselle.
Where do you want to go, folks?
Up Broadway to 83rd Street.
Okay.
Do Gee, as soon as he pushed the meter down, it registered 25 cents. You hear that noise there? What happened to 15 and 5? Oh, well. Giselle?
Yes?
Do you mind if I put my arm around you?
Well, no, Jack.
There we are. Now, as I was saying, since I saw you last, I thought about you quite often, and not as a singer or entertainer, but as a beautiful 30 cents girl whom I could be very fond of. As a matter of fact, during my many years in show business, I've always thought of meeting a girl as sweet and intelligent as you. You know, yours is the type of beauty that I've always admired. Gorgeous figure, dark, flashing eyes, gleaming black, 35 cents hair. And you know, Giselle, I'm not usually serious, but a date like this tonight could lead to another. Then maybe we could get engaged, and after a while we'd even get married. And time, well, you know how it is. We could even raise a family and maybe have one or two or even three 40 cents kids. Or maybe, just like in the song, a boy for you and a girl for 45... Whoops, that was a quickie, wasn't it?
Well, this is the Ricochet romance if I ever saw one.
Oh, Giselle, stop kidding. I'm serious about this.
Hey, buddy, you back there. Ain't you Chuck Bunny?
Yes, I am. You see, Giselle...
I thought I recognized you when you got in.
Thank you. You see, Giselle, I'm really fonder of you than...
Say, Mr. Benny, I got a brother lives in Los Angeles. Name's Crowley, Joe Crowley. Ever run into him there?
Crowley? No, I don't think so. Anyway, Giselle, every man must settle down sometime when man feels that romance has come into his life.
Cracks his knuckles a lot. Funny you never hide them.
Look, driver, there are nearly 2 million people in Los Angeles. I assure you, I don't know everybody.
But Joe wears glasses.
Sorry, I didn't see him. Now, let's see, where was I?
Romance has come into your life and Joe is wearing glasses.
Oh, yeah. Now, Giselle, as I was saying, there comes a time when every man... Holy smoke, look at that meter. 60 cents now. Driver, stop the cab.
Well, we ain't at 83rd Street.
I don't care. Stop the cab. Your meter's too fast.
Look, Missy, you can't get in my cab and say I'm a crook.
I don't... You think I'm some tourist. That you can take me for a joyride and play me for a 65-cent sucker. Well, you can't go do that. Stop the cab. Here's your money. Now, come on, let's go, Giselle.
But, Jack, what about dinner?
Don't worry. He stopped right in front of your apartment. You must have something in the refrigerator. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank Frank Fontaine for bringing us his character of John L. C. Saboni once more. Giselle, I want to tell you how happy I am that you could appear on my radio show tonight.
Well, Jack, it was a pleasure. Tell me, are you going right back to Hollywood?
Oh, no, I have a couple more things to do here in New York, and then I'm going to Washington, D.C. to say goodbye to an old friend.
Who?
My money. Good night, Giselle.
An Armed Forces radio service broadcast from July 11, 1954. Records indicate it was actually recorded in late February of that year and first aired on CBS on the 7th of March, 54. The cab driver indeed played by cartoon voice legend Mel Blanc, who worked for years on Jack's show, even providing the sputtering sounds of Benny's ancient Maxwell automobile. Jack's guest, Giselle McKenzie, was a Canadian-born performer, best known today for her work on the television version of Your Hit Parade. It was Benny himself who recommended her for that show. She got her own live TV variety series, which aired for one season in 1957-58. The Giselle McKenzie Show was produced by her pal, Jack Benny. I'm Greg Bell, and up next on Win Radio Was, it's Vincent Price as a certain suave and sophisticated man about town by the name of Simon. The Adventures of the Saint begins right after this break.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Hey friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew. Today we're talking about the Fugly from Tabacalera El Artista. Coming in a 5x40 Vitola, the Fugly is priced just right for our value-conscious customers. Draped in a chocolatey brown San Andres leaf, presented in natural or Maduro, this stick is a throwback to a Cheroot vintage. The Fugly from Tabacalera El Artista, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Berks Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Berks Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Berks Construction Management.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
You do not have to get violent, Mr. Temple.
I don't. Theodore, you forget that on one occasion you trapped me. I have heard you play that thing.
Well,
I have never before nor since wanted to be deaf.
Well, Mr. Temple, I have been practicing since then.
Are you trying to tell me you now play better?
Well, louder.
Goodbye, Theodore.
I have got a problem.
I don't doubt it.
But not what you think. It ain't the neighbors.
Oh, they've all moved out, huh?
The landlord nailed my windows down.
He's a man of genius.
My problem is something else. It would help if
Keep away from that tuba.
But I only want to play...
I've never strangled anyone yet, but there can always be a first time.
Okay, I won't demonstrate. But you heard me play.
5 years of my life went down the drain on that unhappy day.
What did I play for you?
It had a title?
Well, I guess it don't really matter. On account of I only know one piece, so... Well, anyways, that's what I played for Mr. Stanley.
Who immediately and no doubt happily proceeded to return to Africa, yodeling for Livingston?
Nah.
Mr. Stanley is hard of hearing?
No.
He is a maniac?
Nah.
He hates music?
Nah, he is the guy who owns a Stanley Casino, which is kind of upstate and is a very swanky roadhouse-type roadhouse.
Oh, you had him tied to a chair.
Mr. Templer, he asked me to play. He called me up and asked me to come over and play.
And?
And after he heard me play, he hired me.
Oh? To do what? Sweep the roadhouse?
To play the tuba in his band.
You know, it doesn't happen very often, but tonight it's happened. Words have failed me.
Not only has Mr. Stanley hired me, but he is going to pay me $100 a week. And not only is he going to pay me $100 a week, he also handed over $100 in advance. In cash.
Theodore, I suppose I should congratulate you.
Why, thanks.
But what's your problem?
Mr. Templer, I love to play the tuba. But I don't play it good, I know that.
You're an honest man, Theodore.
Even I sometimes can't stand the sounds I make. Mr. Templer, nobody would pay me dough to play if it was legitimate.
You may be right, Theodore.
So what should I do? I still got the whole $100. Should I give it back to Mr. Stanley?
What kind of a man is he, anyway, by reputation?
From what I have heard around, he is a very big operator type. And I do not think he has had a reputation ever since he was expelled from reform school.
Oh, why was he expelled?
Oh, he lowered the tone of the place.
Theodore, when do you start working for him?
I make my debut tonight.
Debut? I see.
So what I'm asking you, Mr. Templer, is will you please be there when I debut? That means there will be at least one friend of mine in the audience, and I got a feeling I am going to need a friend.
You may be right, Theodore, but if the roadhouse is the kind of place most roadhouses are, the patrons will be thinking of other things than music anyway.
Yeah, but suppose they think of murder.
Mr. Templer.
Yes, Louis?
It ain't none of my business.
Will that stop you?
No.
I didn't think it would. One of these days, I'm going to hail somebody else's cab.
So then what happens to my wife and my six... No, don't say it. I haven't got a wife and six kids.
You never will have if you don't keep your eye on the road.
Up here in the country, what could I run into?
A tree.
True. Yeah, but Mr. Temple, I started to ask you something. You're going to the Stanley Casino. The Stanley Casino is in the country.
Westchester, Louis.
Yeah, well, same thing. Also, the Stanley Casino is a very romantic place. Fellas take their girls there. Now, you're not equipped with a girl, therefore...
Why am I going there? To listen to a friend of mine play the tuba.
Well, one thing you can say for that, it's different.
It's also true.
Yeah. Mr. Temple, I'm not saying I can understand why a guy would want to play a tuba in the first place, but maybe he's got a reason... But for somebody to voluntarily listen to him, then there's no excuse.
I'm fond of Theodore, Louis. I have a feeling he may be in trouble.
Oh, that I can understand.
You see, he must have been hired for a reason that has nothing to do with his tuba playing. Now, what it is, I can't imagine.
Maybe you should have stopped him.
I couldn't, Louis. It was a job, and, oh, I don't know. Maybe I should have. Maybe not. I feel a little like Hamlet.
Oh, this I got a feeling I'm going to regret. What do you mean you feel like Hamlet?
He couldn't decide either. Of course, you remember his famous soliloquy.
I think the children should ought to be sent to bed right now.
The one that begins, tuba or not tuba, that is the question.
Oh, it's a nice joint, Mr. Templer.
So it is.
Nice of you to ask me in to dinner. Can you afford it?
Yeah, the prices are a little high, though.
My steak would have bought a cow.
Yeah, perhaps, but it wouldn't have bought a floor show. And judging from the decor, the floor will shortly have plenty to show.
I wouldn't be surprised. Embarrassed, maybe, but surprised, no. Hey, look, the band is climbing into the bandstand.
Yeah, I noticed. Only trouble is...
Oh, I don't see no tuba.
No Theodore, either.
Maybe he got fired.
Before he even started to play? No... Louie,
finished my dinner. Don't have to digest it for a while yet, so if you want to go pay a visit or something.
I very definitely do. Come along.
Okay. Only where are we going?
Well, there's a door at the left of the bandstand. Several people have used it. We might try.
Could be maybe an exit.
And then the head waiter will stop us.
Yeah, and he ain't, so?
So we try it. Mm-hmm.
Very nice hallway. Got walls on both sides.
Yeah, not to mention a roof. Light coming through the transom of that door up ahead. Huh?
Mr. Templer, we're looking for Theodore.
We're looking at the moment for anyone we can find.
I don't hear much noise coming out of that room.
Yeah, this might be Stanley's office.
Come in.
Good evening, Mr. Stanley.
Ah, mm-hmm. Guests here, gentlemen?
Yes, yes.
Well, of course, I'm always delighted to see guests in person, but I'm sure my head waiter will do anything to satisfy you.
Tell me, does he employ the musicians for your orchestra?
Are you a musician?
Well, not exactly. We're interested in one of your musicians.
That's so? Which one?
Theodore Coogan.
Coogan? Coogan. Hmm. Well, I'm sorry, but the name isn't familiar. Of course, I know all the boys in the band, of course. What does he play?
He insults a tuba.
Tuba?
Hmm.
Well, I'm sorry, but we don't have a tuba in my band. What made you think your friend Theodore might be playing for me?
Oh, rumor.
Well, I'm afraid it was an incorrect rumor. However, if your friend's a good man, you know, the novelty might be worth something. Send him along to me and I'll see him.
Oh, that would be very nice of you.
Only thinking of the casino, that's all. And now, why don't you gentlemen run along and enjoy the floor show?
Oh, thank you, thank you. That's exactly what we'll do. My apologies for having intruded.
Not at all, not at all. It's a pleasure to meet you. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Oh, real courtly type, huh?
Mm, very. Come along, Louie.
Yeah, this ain't the way back to the floor.
I know it isn't. We're not returning there.
Why not? We don't approve of floor shows?
It's not that. Back of the building would be around this bend and... Come on, Louie, we'd better go back.
Yeah. Mr. Templer, I could lend you a few bucks if you're short and you're trying to duck the dinner bill, you know.
Thanks, Louie, but it isn't money I'm worrying about at the moment. This leads right back to the casino floor, which is bad. Therefore, we're left with, that staircase. We go up quickly.
Okay. Of
course, we don't know what's upstairs, but at least we may not be expected there.
Is that good?
It's better than what's likely to happen downstairs.
What makes you think something's liable to happen downstairs?
The instant I mentioned Theodore to Stanley, he casually pressed a button at the side of his desk, a button which I suspect is his equivalent for a danger signal.
Danger to who?
I'm afraid, Louie, to us.
Oh.
That means the landing and...
Another hallway.
Yeah, we'll have to try. It's locked. There's another door on this side. Also locked here.
So far, all this upstairs consists of is a lot of doors which are locked.
The rooms are probably used for storage. Stanley will realize shortly that we didn't return to the floor show. The back door was guarded, so he'll know we didn't leave through it. Which means...
Yeah, he'll come up and see us sometimes, and there's sometimes it's going to be now.
It is. Because I don't know whether Stanley intends anything too drastic. We haven't seen Theodore.
Yeah, supposing we had.
Well, let's try this door. This one's open. Come on. Quite a suite.
Too bad I didn't use some sweet air in this suite.
Maybe they ducked up here.
Hey, shut the door, Louis.
Okay.
Is there a bolt on the door?
Yeah. I slide it?
You slide it.
You know, it ain't very strong.
Window over on this side. Hey, it's a room with a view.
Yeah?
Yeah, what we've got is a view of the parking lot. Directly below the window is an extension of the building proper.
Mr. Temple, this is the time to get architectural.
The window.
Oh, it's cold out.
Perhaps.
Hey, what, Joe?
Out, Louis. The roof of the extension is only a few feet below.
So it's out?
Good.
It's a solid roof, Mr. Templer.
Good. Move over.
So we're out on the roof. So?
Hey, wait a minute, Louis.
Huh?
Someone down there in the parking lot.
Oh, yeah? And even from here, I can see he's carrying something besides small change in his right-hand coat pocket.
Armed and unquestionably forewarned.
Room service back in the room is getting impatient.
Only a short drop to the ground. Louis, jump down.
Jump? But...
And let that man down there come to you. You stay right down below the edge of the roof.
I'm caught, yeah?
Louis, hurry.
Okay, okay.
Hey, you.
For me?
Don't move.
Never broke a lease in my life.
Keep your hands away from your pockets.
Yeah, but they're in my pocket.
I said...
Okay, okay. I heard what you said.
Well, here goes.
Mr. Temple, you didn't say four, and you landed right on him.
Hey, he's out cold. Come on, Louis.
Yeah, I already located it. It's over to the left.
Come on, let's take a cab, huh?
Temple?
Yeah?
A very good foot racer, I ought to tell you.
Hey!
Not... I take it back. I just gained 50 miles an hour.
We're almost to the cab. The light isn't too good for their aim.
Their aim could be too bad for our health.
Hey, Louis, were you hit?
No, they scratched the fender. I just painted it.
I'll buy you a new fender. Quick, Louis, in.
Yeah. What? Well, come on.
Mr. Tempter, did we stop at a gas station on the way out?
Yeah, yeah, the one with the flying red horse just outside the city.
We should have taken the horse.
Oh.
Ah, no, we're going. Those bullets are breaking the speed limit. Yeah.
Oh, boy, I think we're out of range now.
As long as we ain't out of gas.
Hey, Louis!
What?
I just remembered.
What is it, Mr. Temple? What happened?
I forgot to pay the check.
Mr. Templer?
Yeah, Louis?
I ain't as big a coward as I sound.
Of course you're not.
I'm bigger. Why don't we go home instead of visiting that tuba player?
Louis, Theodore may be in danger.
Uh-huh. And when they fire bullets at us, we're not in danger.
Huh? You mustn't forget, Louis, that Theodore has to worry about his tuba, too.
Oh, this touches me. Okay, we'll help Theodore protect the tuba. But if we wind up in the hospital, who'll need a tuba?
We will. A tuba toothpaste.
You're listening to The Saints, starring Vincent Price, on When Radio Was. We'll be right back.
Around Dodge City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke.
Walk the streets of Dodge City with William Conrad as Marshal Matt Dillon in 20 masterpieces of Western storytelling in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, Gunsmoke Flashback.
I know your reputation west of here. Half the stage holdups in the last 5 years from Colorado to the California border can be laid right at your door. But as far as I know, you're clean in Dodge City so far.
Nah,
all right, Dillon, you just keep it that way. You make one move here and your time's up. Right then, you're short and I'll take you, all three of you.
The marshal was a man who'd seen too much, a survivor of conflicts he'd rather have avoided.
This stuff in the carpet bag belongs to a woman.
There's no woman here?
Yeah, I know.
Well, then they must have taken her.
Yeah. And it's almost dark.
But he wasn't one to back down from a fight that needed fighting.
If the other boys did something, I don't know anything about it.
You're a liar, Chuck. And you're a coward.
You've got no call to talk like
that. Shut up! Now, you're under arrest. Chester, get his gun off his saddle.
Look out, Mr. Dillon. He's got another gun.
I'll kill you, Dillon, sir. Help me!
For a limited time, When Radio Was listeners can save 50% and get Gunsmoke Flashback for just $19.99. Go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code FLASH77 now.
What are we going to do?
Go get him, that's all.
Get your copy of Gunsmoke Flashback for half price at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248. Remember, offer code FLASH77 to pay only $19.99. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
If you read my columns in USA Today, you might know that I like to feature pet tech. And one cool new tech item for your pet is called Night Eyes, which helps make walking your furry friend at night safer. Rick Case is from Night Eyes.
So Night Eyes is focused quite a lot on LED visibility and safety items that you can put on your pet, that you can, you know, wear as a collar, that might be a safety necklace, that might be an LED fob that can click to a D-ring of a collar and provide that interesting visual at night. We've just really continued to expand upon that, and our focus is rechargeability. So we want to make it as easy as possible for people to make sure when they go out, those devices are charged up, they're going to be as bright as they can, and it's easy in terms of the interface to deal with.
Check it out at nighteyes.com. That's N-I-T-E-I-Z-E.com.
That was your Check It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
And now back to the Saint and tuba or not tuba. That is the question on When Radio Was.
I guess he ain't in, Mr. Temple.
Apparently not.
Hello.
Ooh. That's a tuba player?
Good evening. I'm Simon Templer. This is Louis.
I'm the Queen of Transylvania. But don't let that bother you.
Oh, well, may we come in?
Of course. The king is out of town.
You know, there's only one trouble about being the Queen of Transylvania.
What's that?
There is no such place as Transylvania.
You're right. But I didn't want to frighten you outside.
Or upset the neighbors with your gun?
I always worry about the neighbors.
And now that you have your gun pointing at me, what am I supposed to worry about?
A good explanation of why you're looking for Theodore.
Why does that concern you?
I don't think I like people who go around looking for Theodore.
Maybe they can't help it. It's a neurosis or something.
Yeah, I might want to offer Theodore a job.
Doing what?
Well, playing the tuba in an orchestra.
And I'm the Queen of Transylvania. You'll have to do better than that, Mr. Templer.
Hey, the car. Unless I'm guessing badly, the number of people you dislike is shortly going to be increased.
I don't...
That car which just stopped outside may be bringing more seekers for Theodore.
Don't move, please.
See anything interesting through that window?
The car did stop, though. Somebody's getting in. Both of you stay where you are. And don't try to follow me.
Hey, look at that. Well, right out the back door. That's not polite.
There's no point in following her.
Yeah, I'd rather find her than Theodore.
There must be another room. That door.
You still think maybe Theodore is here?
I don't know. This is the bedroom. And...
Well. Well, you found Theodore?
On the bed, Louis. Lying on a lovely white sheet.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You've been shot full of holes. Mm. Don't look good on him.
No. No, he's dead. Thoroughly dead, but... It's not Theodore.
The doorbell.
Undoubtedly, Mr. Stanley and his friends, however.
Mr. Templer, this is no time to pick a corpse's pocket.
His wallet. Yeah. All right, come on. We may still make it if they haven't put anyone on the back door.
And if they have?
Let's not cross any bridges until they collapse under us, huh?
Something with what you just said.
Yeah, it's clear out here. Fire stairs, yeah.
Yeah, I know. No bridges.
We ought to be able to make it out of the building.
You know something? This is one time I would like to run into a cop who'll ask me where's the fire.
There's a more important question, Louis. Where is Theodore?
Look, Mr. Templer, ain't we had enough escapes for tonight?
I don't know. Louis, the corpse back in Theodore's apartment was a man named Max Carter.
Oh, that's why you swiped his wallet. There wasn't nobody around to introduce him to us.
Yeah, that's right.
Does that wallet also tell you why he was murdered?
No. Therefore...
Yeah?
Suppose we stop at the nearest drugstore.
Mr. Temple, I couldn't eat a thing.
That's not what we need a drugstore for. Right, look, there's one up ahead, Louis.
Okay. Hey, no, Mr. Temple. Wouldn't you have thought that whoever killed that Carter guy could have been smart enough at least to swipe the wallet so that the body wouldn't have been immediately identified?
No, I suspect it was very important to the killer that the body be identified, and quickly.
I will say aha.
Uh-huh.
Aha. Uh-huh. This makes me sound smart, like I understood what you said. So now I can be a dope again. We're in the drugstore, now what?
So we find a phone booth. Yeah, this one.
Yeah.
And we make a phone call.
Well, if you'd have had a chance at least to get a phone number, I would know who you were phoning. But you didn't.
Find out who Max Carter is.
Lieutenant Archer here.
Oh, Lieutenant Simon Temper.
The lieutenant just left for the upper Amazon. Good night.
Well, what's the matter with the lower Amazon?
Too low. Simon, what can I do for you?
Who is Max Carter?
Crook, drug addict, blackmailer. A wholesome little character.
I see. Suppose he was found murdered.
I'd give three cheers.
And after that, you'd suspect whom?
Killing Carter? Thousands of people. But the first guy I try to get in touch with would be a little tuba player named Theodore Coogan.
Theodore Coogan? Why, Lieutenant?
Well, Coogan was engaged to a girl named Wendy Breen. Very much in love with her. She committed suicide.
Because of Carter, huh?
Yep. So, unless Theodore had an ironclad alibi...
Lieutenant, not ironclad. That went out with the bustle.
Simon, why are you interested?
In the bustle?
No, in Carter.
Well, maybe he has a bustle. Goodbye, Lieutenant. That's interesting.
What is?
Louis, I am about to ruin an old proverb.
Oh, Mr. Templer, be careful.
It's sometimes necessary to pay the piper true. But then it may also be necessary to prevent him from piping. Mm-hmm. Let's get back to the cab.
Did the lieutenant mention why he would suspect Theodore?
Yes, Carter was the reason for a suicide of a girl named Wendy Breen. Theodore was going to marry her.
Oh, that's plenty motive.
Yeah.
Okay, the cab. Well, where to?
Twice around the park.
Huh? Mr. Templer, you're not the man you used to be.
Don't be silly, Louis. The Queen of Transylvania has joined us.
Uh-huh. I've been following you two.
Well, we're flattered.
When you stopped, I paid off my cab and decided to use yours.
Oh, cozier?
Cheaper. Mr. Templer, why were you looking for Theodore?
I wasn't. Not in his apartment, at any rate.
What were you looking for?
You know that as well as I do.
You'd better tell me, anyway.
You know, you really should have words with your dressmaker. Your revolver's showing again. Besides, do I really have to tell you? You were in the bedroom.
No, I didn't have a chance to look. I mean, go on, start the car.
I start, Mr. Templer?
You start, Louis. Now, suppose you tell me what you were looking for.
I'm the one who has the gun. I don't have to answer any questions.
Not mine, perhaps. The police, however, will be ruder and more insistent.
The police?
Mm. Excuse me for interrupting, Mr. Templer, but we are being followed.
Oh, by someone else beside the Queen here? Must make quite a procession. Louis, can you get any more speed out of this cab?
Oh, there's a car right in front of me, going slow.
Well, you might try passing it.
Okay. Hey, he's swinging over right in front of us. How do you like that?
Well, Mr. Stanley is thorough. One car in front of us, one behind. Hey, we're boxed in.
Good evening, Mr. Templer.
Louis will sue you, Mr. Stanley. He's very touchy around the fenders.
Oh, indeed. Well. And can that be my beautiful Mona?
I've got a gun.
Half a dozen of my boys surrounding the cab, and you'd better let me have that gun. Thank you. Now then, you'll all join me in my car. I think you'll find it more comfortable.
Yeah, but I like it here. Besides, your car is black. It reminds me of a funeral.
You know, that's a very interesting comment, because that may be precisely where all of you are going.
Time to take a short break from this episode of The Saint, but we'll be right back after this.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
If you read my columns in USA Today, you might know that I like to feature pet tech. And one cool new tech item for your pet is called Night Eyes, which helps make walking your furry friend at night safer. Rick Case is from Night Eyes.
So Night Eyes is focused quite a lot on LED visibility and safety items that you can put on your pet, that you can, you know, wear as a collar, that might be a safety necklace, that might be an LED fob that can click to a D-ring of a collar and provide that interesting visual at night. We've just really continued to expand upon that, and our focus is rechargeability. So we want to make it as easy as possible for people to make sure when they go out, those devices are charged up, they're going to be as bright as they can, and it's easy in terms of the interface to deal with.
Check it out at nighteyes.com. That's NITEIZE.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found out that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
Discover the all-new 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
And now back to The Saint with Vincent Price on When Radio Was.
Wow. Stanley Casino, huh? It's beginning to feel like my little home away from home.
Well, I'm so glad. The back way, boys.
Come on, come on.
You don't have to push.
My office. No one minds. Oh, no, my love?
I don't mind.
Good.
Is she going to ask me to?
No.
But I mind.
Shut up.
All right. I just don't like to be overlooked.
Well, make yourselves comfortable. My boys will remain here to keep us company. Now then, what to do about you?
Not quite yet. Mr. Stanley, I need 5 minutes of your time.
5 minutes? Well, I might be able to spare them.
Why would Mona here have wanted Max Carter dead?
An interesting question. I suspect he was blackmailing her. Mona has been a naughty girl, on occasion.
Then she was in Theodore's apartment in order to kill...
I wouldn't kill Theodore. We're friends.
I beg your pardon. I hadn't been thinking of Theodore, however. Mr. Stanley, had you also tired of paying Carter off?
The tense you're using bothers me, Templar.
Oh, stop. You know as well as I do that Carter's dead.
Oh? But, Mona, you told Louie and me that you hadn't been in the bedroom. How did you know Carter was dead?
I just guessed.
That's a very tired attempt, Mona.
You know, Templar, you're the bearer of very welcome news.
I am? Then Carter was blackmailing you, huh? You're in discreet silence. However, it's no longer worrying you with Mona's admission. And by the way, Theodore must be on his way home now, huh?
I wouldn't be at all surprised. Although I can't understand why you assume I know anything of Theodore's whereabouts.
No? Well, in that case, we may as well leave.
Yes, I think so. Will you drop Mona off at police headquarters?
I didn't kill Carter. I would have liked to, but he was already dead.
My dear girl, I suggest that you save that impassioned cry for the jury.
What jury?
The one that will try her for the murder of Max Carter.
Oh, but she won't be tried for that. She didn't murder Carter.
Well, I thought...
I'm sure the police would prefer Theodore.
Theodore?
Of course, Louis. We know he had a magnificent motive. Lieutenant Archer himself said Theodore would be in line for the chair unless he had an alibi.
Yeah, but he's got an alibi. No.
What Theodore will try to say is that he was hired as a tuba player by Mr. Stanley here. Came to the casino, but instead of being permitted to play, he was bundled into a car, driven about for hours, and then released.
Mm. Well, that would give him an alibi.
If he were believed. But his alibi depends entirely on whether or not Stanley really hired him. Mr. Stanley has already told us he didn't.
Yeah, but he could be lying.
Possibly, but after a jury heard Theodore play the tuba just once, whom would they believe?
No one would believe Theodore, so...
Theodore would stand a very good chance of dying in the electric chair. However, oddly enough, Theodore will be believed.
Having fun, Templar? First you pinned it on Mona, then on Theodore... Now, suddenly, you're changing your mind again.
What's the idea?
You'll be believed because first I shall corroborate his story.
The jury could think that you were perjuring yourself for a friend.
No. Because you see, Stanley, other people besides Mona and Theodore wanted Carter dead. Let's suppose that one of them got Theodore out of his apartment and then put Max Carter's already dead body in there. That would put Theodore, if you'll pardon the expression, on the spot.
Well, how would this theoretical person get Theodore out?
By making him a fake offer of employment. By seeing to it that no one would later believe in that offer. By also making sure that Theodore would have no alibi for the critical time.
Mm-hmm. That person, according to you, could only be myself. Well, that's a clever theory.
More than a theory, Stanley. Carter was shot full of holes.
That's how I described it.
Yet the sheet on which he was lying on the bed in Theodore's apartment was a lovely white sheet.
That's how you described it.
But it should have been red with Carter's blood. Therefore, Carter was killed elsewhere and moved to Theodore's apartment.
That does it, Templar, I'm afraid. You'd been bright enough to keep your mouth shut. What's that?
I suspect it's the police. I didn't notify them earlier because Theodore was in your hands. What I did do, however, was leave a matchbook in Carter's pocket.
A matchbook?
Yes, yes. One supplied by your management when Louis and I dined here. I knew your plan called for one of your men to notify the police anonymously of Carter's death in Theodore's apartment. Therefore, I...
Okay, open up.
If you're having company, Mr. Stanley, you'd better open the door. They're calling for you.
Well, Mr. Templer, we got through it alive.
Perhaps, but will we ever be the same?
Is that bad, Simon?
Well, I never would have met the Queen of Transylvania otherwise, so...
Simon.
So?
So? So long live the Queen.
Have been listening to another transcribed adventure of The Saint, the Robin Hood of modern crime. Now here is our star, Vincent Price.
Ladies and gentlemen, almost by definition, freedom has been an integral part of America. It is the foundation upon which our political philosophy is based. And now we must reaffirm our faith in that philosophy. This is the sentiment expressed by the Crusade for Freedom. The purpose of the Crusade is simple. First, to bring moral and financial support to a radio station operating in the heart of Europe itself. A radio station which gives the communist-dominated countries a chance to hear the voices of their exiled democratic leaders, to tell the world just what America stands for, and to bring the truth to the ears of subjugated Europe. To reaffirm your faith in freedom, join the crusade for America, for all humanity. This is Vincent Price inviting you to join us again next week at this same time for another exciting adventure of The Saint. Good night.
This adventure of The Saint was written by Louis Vittes. Our cast included Maggie Morley as Mona and Jack Moyles as Theodore. Victor Rodman was Stanley, Frank Gerstle the lieutenant, and Louis is played by Larry Dobkin. The Saint, based on characters created by Leslie Charteris, is a James L. Safier production and is directed by Helen Mack. Vincent Price is soon to be seen with Errol Flynn and Michael Imprell in William Marshall's production of Bloodline. Saint fans will be glad to know that the comic books are now available on the newsstand. Three chimes mean good times on NBC.
From January 21st, 1951, the episode, Tuba or Not Tuba? That is the question. Well, I'm Greg Bell, and the question this time is about star Vincent Price. As I mentioned, he was a native of St. Louis, Missouri. But when it was time for college, he went east and attended an Ivy League school. Do you recall which one? I'll have the answer and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
Let MusicRewind.com transport you back to another era
with 100 wartime memories. Enjoy the original recordings from the greatest artists from that time period, such as the Andrews Sisters, Duke Ellington, Dinah Shore, Glenn Miller, Doris Day, the Ink Spots, plus many more.
He's in the army now, a blowing reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B.
Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down.
Order 100 Wartime Memories now at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $21.98, an unbelievable value for 100 songs on 4 CDs. Plus, get a bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code WARTIME77.
The birds are singing for me and my gal.
You always heard.
Buy this golden classic collection of 100 wartime memories on 4 CDs to get On the Sunny Side of the Street with Tommy Dorsey, or find out if The World Will Sing Again with Betty Driver. Go to MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 now. Don't forget promo code WARTIME77.
Is you ain't my baby. Into each life some rain must fall.
Get 100 wartime memories today at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 to take advantage of this amazing offer. Remember promo code WARTIME77 for your special savings on shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Hi, I'm Mark Saltzman, host of the syndicated Tech It Out radio show and podcast. The distinctive ASUS ZenBook Flip 15 is an elegant, sophisticated, and versatile Windows 10 laptop. Its amazing 4K UHD OLED Nano Edge high contrast touchscreen is Pantone validated for color accuracy, TÜV Rheinland certified for eye care, and features a precision engineered 360 degree ergo lift hinge. The sleek and ultra compact design gives ZenBook Flip 15 an amazing 90% screen-to-body ratio. Its latest 11th-gen Intel Core processor and gaming-grade NVIDIA GeForce GTX 1650 Ti graphics will accelerate your on-the-go productivity and creativity. ASUS ZenBook Flip 15 is your perfect creative partner. Do great things with a Windows PC. Performance, price, and plenty to choose from.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Back. Before the break, I was talking about actor Vincent Price. The native of St. Louis headed east for college in the Ivy League, and he earned a degree in art history at Yale University. I'm Greg Bellamer, done this time around. Be sure, though, to visit us at whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.